The Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitation for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater.
The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Okay, we're back. So why don't we go to our first caller? We have Harvey in Manhattan.
Good afternoon, gentlepersons. How are you both?
Good, how are you?
I'm great. First, I just want to say that I've accepted Jesus Christ as my personal savior.
All right.
And my question is about my little boy. He hangs out with other little boys, and they taunt each other about each other's religions, and there are occasions where I'll go into his room, and I'll find him literally, practically eating his own BM while he's listening to the Don and Mike Show. And I was wondering if you think this is healthy for little boys to be doing this sort of thing.
How old is your boy?
He's 27.
Where's your BM detector now, see?
Oh, I don't know how you got that call through. I gotta hang up on this guy. You know, we used to use a delay for morons. You know what? I haven't had a call like that in years because of call identifying. You'd think that the morons were gone.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
Yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Or you don't know if you fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike Show. And they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Bring these guys in about 5 minutes early.
Why are they here early?
I wish they weren't here at all.
Yeah.
It's a way of speeding up the introduction to the show.
From a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Don't confuse early with efficient. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Bowl You Over and all the ships at sea to protect, to serve, and to amuse. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you for listening to the Don and Mike Show. New episode on this Wednesday. April 30th.
Right.
And here's your toll-free number from anywhere in the United States. 877-365-3636. From Canada. Let's hear it, Rod. 800-636-1067, Washington, D.C. Your number, 202-432-1067.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hi there, Buzz. Hi. And notice everybody
I'm
that...
I'm not good at making choices, so you'll certainly get no help from me.
Yeah, some of our Buzz...
I agree. It's odd and kind of funny.
Right.
Welcome.
Got some new Buzz tapes.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome. Welcome.
Where's the doctor?
Someone called for a doctor? Welcome.
Welcome. There you go.
Welcome.
Yeah, okay. So is that the new streamlined opening to the show? You've cut it virtually in half.
Here's the thing. I like playing the tapes at the beginning of the show.
Sure.
I like it. But the point is that we're under this gigantic gun every day.
with the thought of, you know, of course, playing commercials.
Yes, yes.
That's why we're here. We're not really here to entertain. We're not here to make your drive home palatable. We're here
to fill the space in between the latest advertisers.
Yes, we're here simply as the monkeys, the rally monkeys that press the button.
Yeah, we've done very well with it, though.
When, when it's time for the commercials. And one of the many, many tedious meetings that I've had to have with the, frankly, the borderline retards that are running this currently.
Yes. Okay,
notice I use the word currently.
A moment.
Running this operation. One of the things brought up was, well, you know, if you guys, how about if you just went on the air at 3 o'clock? And I said, well,
ouch,
you know. First, I said, F you.
Yeah.
And then I said, well, I like, you know, playing the tapes to kind of give a flavor to what we're doing. And then I came back with my old standby. You know, if you guys just had fewer commercials and charged a few more shekels,
that argument never seems to work, does it?
We wouldn't be having this discussion every day about the commercials. So this was the only way that I saw to end up, you know, giving you guys as much show as possible. Eventually, the opening may simply be put the music back in, Rob. You got it? You already put it away? Well, eventually, we may have no music.
Live from Washington, it's Don and Mike.
Yeah, eventually, it may not even be live from Washington. Eventually, it just may be,
hi,
Don Mike.
Hi, we're here.
It might just be
the door.
This.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hold on. Yeah, this is how the opening might have to be.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
I like having.
No, maybe not even a thank you. It's good to be here. Yeah. There's
no time for thank yous.
No need to state the obvious.
Although we do want to we mentioned this yesterday late in the show, and I know it pains some of you people in this room to say it, but we're going to say it now. Thank you, Sacramento, for the great number one Arbitron ratings that you bestowed on our show yesterday. It means a lot to us, and we thank you for that.
Absolutely. And, I'm doing this belatedly, like 7 days late, and because I should have done it. I neglected to say happy birthday to my 83-year-old mom.
Isn't she marvelous?
83.
Hey. Mary O'Mara.
Mary O'Mara. Still, 2 days a week, volunteering at the hospital.
She's still getting it done.
Yeah. She's getting the job done. She's fantastic. And, you know, she's really my buddy. She's the one that I talk to, and she has to deal.
You're a mama's boy. You love your mama.
I love my mama, and when my father passed away, God rest his soul, I kind of look after my mom, and I take care of her, even though it's a long-distance thing. She's got great friends in my hometown up in Connecticut, and thank God for that. But I love her, and she's 83, and she's still doing great.
Don't think that I don't know when I see you pull out of the parking lot.
Right.
Yeah, and it's a race every day. Mike wins this race, incidentally.
I've never lost.
When I see you pulling out of the parking lot and immediately go to your phone.
Right.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
You're calling your mommy.
Mamo.
You're calling mommy.
Absolutely.
Tell her, hey, you know, how you doing?
That's why I can't get through.
So there you go.
You know, my relationship with women has been quite suspect over the years. I've had my ups and my downs, and I've always had a pretty good relationship with Mamo.
Good.
And I like calling her Mama.
Or,
you know, I call her Nana. That's what my kids call her. And so,
Mama.
So happy birthday, Mary. Even though it's late, I wanted to say happy birthday.
And thank you, Sacramento.
And you know what I'm going to do? I'm actually going to send her a tape of this because she wouldn't listen. The one time that
we were almost on at Hartford.
We almost at Hartford, and I said, Mom, we're going to get an affiliate in Hartford. Silence on the other end.
She might not still be with us if that had happened.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I'm glad she's still with us.
Listen, yes, happy birthday, Mamo O'Mara.
Right.
And thank you, Sacramento, for the great ratings.
Absolutely.
We are still waiting to hear from the Seattle station what our ratings are. I saw the station overall went up a little bit, but we don't know how our ratings went on Seattle.
So. Well, that means we could have some very good news.
Yeah, we're waiting to hear. Hello, Don and Mike Show. But anyway, thank you, Sacramento. It's nice to be number one. Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
I love the tape.
Hold on. What is wrong with the
phones? Something's wrong with the phones.
Hold on just a second. Hold on. Let me try it.
Wait a minute. Wait. It sounds like he's far away.
It's a long-distance call.
Now? How come the little... How come that... There you go. Is that right? There you go. Hi,
can you hear me?
Yeah, there you go. As I've got to add, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I hate that guy.
You're on the air.
I love the tapes. They're an integral part of your show.
and just like Buzz and you guys are, all the stuff that you do on the show that we all love, and more ads and longer sets of ads are not.
Well,
okay?
Listen, this is the battle that I've got to fight behind the scenes with these douchebags, and I'm not saying that that's going to how it's going to be every day. It's just today, as a matter of fact, I was in another meeting.
Yeah,
and,
I just want to say I'm very happy I could be there for you today.
Then. And I didn't have time to pull all the tapes, so I thought, well, what the hell? One time I'll just try it without the tapes.
Yeah.
They don't go back to the tapes tomorrow. I don't know. All I know is that every day they're on my ass. Even today, Michael Hughes was saying to me, and we have... we've tried real hard to make sure that the show is a little more balanced now. So
right.
The last hour is not junked up with all commercials.
I've certainly noticed it. Yeah.
Even and I know Buzz appreciates that, and all of Buzz's fans do. You like hearing Buzz with the news. And we like the news because we like it gives us a chance to comment on current events.
And be, quite frankly, goofy.
Yeah. And anyway,
right.
He says to me, this guy, Michael Hughes, you've heard him on the show before. He's the vice president of Nitwits.
This guy.
He says... boy, I just wish you'd work on that 6 o'clock hour.
Still?
Yeah, you know, we're working on it.
Work in progress.
We are working on it as we speak.
You're doing good.
Every single day, and we actually had this. You guys, you don't know the behind-the-scenes stuff that you got to go through here. Now, keep in mind, on WJFK, we're all they've got. We're it. We're the only show that's treading water. Everybody else is down Titanic rain.
Hey, we're still swimming.
Yeah, we're doing okay.
You're the Cadillac.
You would think that they would say, oh, that's the one show maybe we shouldn't screw around with.
I like that.
But no, but I guess maybe because we're the only guys that are actually here.
Well, and because the commercials are so important during this show, I don't want to toot our horn, but that's the fact.
Well, they love just dicking around with us, and I've even agreed to them to a certain point, saying, yeah, well, you're right, I'll do a better job of balancing out the show, so, you know, the last hour of the show has is more stuff and fewer commercials. But here's the thing. They just pick at the scab over and over, man. These dudes just pick at the scab.
Give them an inch. The one thing is, Donna, I want you to know that one of these days, when you ask me the question you asked me before the show, when you called me on my cell phone, I will say yes to that question. And the question Don asks on occasion is as follows. Are you close to the station? And one of these days, I'm going to say yes. One of these days, I'm going to say,
listen,
I'm there for you, buddy. I will be in early. I was as far away from the station as I could be. I was literally 1 minute from my house.
I had a situation today that when I was coming into work, I was absolutely out of my freaking mind.
Oh, no.
The good people from Purina Dog Chow, Purina One,
okay,
another one of our great new sponsors.
I wear their pullover.
They they wanted to have a client meeting, and frankly, client meetings are a waste of time. As I told another client a few weeks ago, when I was sitting through one of these phone conferences, you could be selling bags of S, and we'll do the commercials, and our listeners will buy it. And trust me, you know, we have a very good...
Maybe if you'd said bags of S, it would have gone better, you know, instead of really saying the word.
Right? Well, I did say the word.
Yeah. I love it, though.
Impact,
it was a different client, but they got the message.
That's
so
good S.
So today, the deal was that the people from Purina One were coming in. Now... Okay. I got no problem walking in a room, sitting down, saying hi to someone who's spending, you know, $100,000 on our show. That's great. Thank you. You know, we appreciate it. We'll do a great job.
We do.
The commercial.
We appreciate the support.
But here's how this all happens today. And as it turns out, there's a semi-happy ending to this. I get a call from Alan, and he says, hey, pal, don't forget, pal, the Purina meeting's at 1 o'clock today. I said, 1 o'clock? Hey, dude, I got an appointment. I can't be there at 1 o'clock. Nobody told me that the Purina meeting was at 1 o'clock. He said, well, I don't know what we're going to do. So I called up. That's a mantra for a lot of guys.
Yeah, a lot of people seem to say that. What are we going to do?
I call up Broyhill, you know, who is like the Rolodex guy.
Right.
And I said, hey Chuck, anybody tell you that I had to be at this Purina meeting today at 1 o'clock? And he said... No, absolutely not. The last I heard, the Purina One meeting was either today or tomorrow.
And the last I heard was that there were going to be no more meetings.
So, the last thing Alan says to me before he hangs up the phone is, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take these people out to lunch, and we'll tell them that you've had a family emergency, and you'll be glad to sit down with them when you get back. And I hung up the phone, and as soon as I hung up the phone, I realized I should have said something to him that I didn't have a family emergency. I know that when we book a guest on this show, and that guest says, I can't be on the show because there's a family emergency.
They're stiffing us.
Unless I open the paper the next day and read, that Bob Goldthwait's mom has died.
Which never happens.
I know it's not true. Oh, and incidentally, Bob Goldthwait, did you see him on CSI?
I did. Yeah. It was on last week. He was
good. Somebody needs to give him the Hibby test.
Well, I think, do you think they were making him? No, I don't think they were making him up. He was just playing a comedian. He was the bad guy. He was the murderer.
He doesn't look good.
No, he doesn't.
Not that he was ever handsome. Hi, Chuck.
Hi. Alan very eagerly came in and handed me this email that went from Teresa to Julie, Alan, and myself. Please confirm that we, Don, Julie, Alan, and myself, will meet with the Purina One people on April 30th at 1.
Hmm.
But I'll go back to this part. Please confirm.
Yeah.
I don't think I did.
Well, there you go. What are the names in there?
All the people who he's mentioned already.
Is Don's name in there?
Yes.
Only that I'm going to be at this meeting, but I was never given a copy of the email.
Right.
So are you saying then that...
Who got the email?
Oh, I got the email. And so I guess I effed it up.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, you know what?
Even though it's really not his fault, ladies and gentlemen, that is what you do.
That's the guy that handles S right there. So here's the deal. I get to the station, and I call Mike on the way here, and I say, "Oh, I got the dog food people are here. Could you handle this? You know, I would never ask Mike to do that, but I'm running late." And Mike says, "No, I'm miles away." So I said, "All right."
He goes to the station.
I'll handle it.
No.
Oh, now Alan just walked by and gave me the shrug, like,
"See, pal, I told you."
Not my fault.
Oh, you know what? As proud as I am for that, for Charlie taking the bullet on that one, it depresses me that he gave that man a moment of just minor joy.
So, but here's the deal. They lie to the client, and I understand the salespeople lie.
Take that smile off his face.
This is what they have to do. I understand they're in the sales business, and I don't mind that you lie, but lie about yourself. Don't tell the client.
Isn't lying at the core of all sales?
Yeah. Just don't tell the client that the reason that I'm not at the sales meeting at 1 o'clock is because I had a family emergency.
Right.
So I said to Alan, I arrive at the station and I'm up on the third floor and I'm talking to the dead man walking up there, and and he says to me, "Are you going down to the sales meeting?" And that's Michael Hughes, the guy I'm speaking of now. And he says...
Oh, God, he'll be missed. He'll come in here a few years
later. I'm just kidding.
I'm that man walking.
So he says... Hey, generally, he's a nice fella. He says, "What's going on, buddy?" I said, "Well, I'm kind of, you know, it's really nothing, but I'm kind of pissed that there was miscommunication on this thing with the Purina One people, and the... They think the reason that I wasn't there was they were told it was a family emergency. And when I hear that, I know it's BS. Mm. And frankly, it's not my fault. Nobody told me about the meeting. So to wind all of this up, when I finally went downstairs to have the meeting with the people from Purina One, both Alan and Julie were petrified that I was going to say something.
Right.
So the first thing Alan said was, he said that he introduced me to this guy and some guy from an ad agency in Dallas. And then Alan says, "The first thing I'd like to say is that we misrepresented, misspoke.
Mm-hmm.
As it turns out, it's our fault with the scheduling. Don didn't have a family crisis today, and he's happy to be here. Mm. And we're very glad to have his very valuable time." Leah,
a lot of people taking bullets today.
Yeah. Looking at me the whole time, because what they were afraid is that I was just going to go in and blow the cover. I'm going to go in and say, "Listen, you know, I was going to say this to the client.
Right.
Your time is valuable. I understand that. So is my time.
I'm so glad we had this time."
You should just know that you're being BS.
Oh.
That I didn't really have.
Well, there's a line you could have used that would have worked for them.
And that was?
You're working like a dog.
But it all
but
worked out fine.
You're the pick
fine.
Of the litter.
It worked out fine.
Yeah, good.
Because the meeting was painless, and Alan said that, you know, that they lied to the client.
You didn't quibble?
No, Mike, watch it, because they're very brand sensitive.
Is that a Purina brand? No.
I don't think it is. So make sure,
probably shouldn't have said that.
The one message I got was it's right. Purina One. Right. That's the dog food.
Purina One.
That's the dog food we're doing the commercials for. And I guess Alan is now probably yelling at Charlie. So.
When the meeting started, did anyone in the meeting say, sit?
No. See, that's why you got to come to these meetings
sometimes. I know. Well, you know, can I tell you the truth? Since everybody's coming clean, when you called me and said, how close are you?
Yeah.
I was actually in the parking lot, and when you said that, I just drove away.
It was a lunch.
All I know is, well, what a way to make, what a way to run a railroad.
Right. What a bunch of wags.
Really. Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Matt from The Legacy.
Ah, Philadelphia, howdy.
Hi, how are you? Are you guys still visiting on Friday?
Yes, we are.
Oh, excellent. Are you going to do a meet and greet?
Well, we're doing a meet and greet with Tim Sabian and Drew Hillis before the show.
Well, I meant a fun meet and greet.
Yeah.
Well, you know, really, I'd love to tell all the listeners where we're having lunch. Take a little heat off us. There's a major demonstration there.
It should be very interesting. The opening to the show Friday, because we're going to meet with Tim, and we're going to meet with another Dead Man Walking up in Philadelphia, the market manager for the Infinity Broadcasting Stations up there.
Whatever the death march is.
We'll let you know. But yeah, we'll be at YSB on Friday. Looking forward to it.
That'd be great.
All right, come on down and see us. Yeah, our doors will be open. After we get done with our meeting.
That'll be us walking down the corridor to lunch. Looking forward to this lunch.
Although, in another meeting that I had earlier this week, I was asked to back off Tim. I was asked...
Yeah, they probably don't want you saying that either.
You have. Really. I was asked to back off. And then I was also told that maybe we weren't going to get the most... warm of welcomes from the staff at WYSP, because apparently they're all very fond of Tim, and they don't like the fact that I called Tim out the way that he called us out about one bad ratings book. But we've backed off.
I guarantee we'd get a warm reception if we walked in chicken suits.
Yeah. we've backed off.
Without the heads.
We've backed off until Friday.
Yeah.
But we promise we'll let you know what happens in the meeting on Friday.
Imagine just regular, you know those kind of chicken suits that you can get where they're all feathers and you have the big feet, and you just walk in and you're real serious with it. Hello, Peter. Hi, how are you? Long time no see. Just totally deadpan. And I bet they'd have to smile.
Or I think we could go with a bad comedian look from the 70s, you know, where we have T-shirts and jeans, but those big rainbow suspenders.
Absolutely.
And maybe we wear like those Jesus 316 wigs. Like the guy
from the cast of Godspell.
Yeah, or like the guy, I know it when the Rams played in Los Angeles, there was a guy that always sat in the end zone.
John 316.
Yeah, he's the guy that started the whole crazy clown wig John 316 thing.
Do something good. I feel as though I have to do something to lighten the mood, and I will do something. I don't think even you're going to know what I'm going to do.
Mm. What if we wear clown suits?
I'd love to wear clown suits, like in full makeup. Really get... There's got to be a clown place in Philadelphia that could, like, fix us up, and we go to lunch in the clown suits.
I would do it if you would do it.
We're doing it. It's done. It's done. We do it.
Okay.
We get clown. Even, you know what? We wouldn't even need the suits if we just wore the clown makeup. Like the wigs with the bald heads.
Just with our regular clothes.
Yeah.
I'd like the big bozo hair.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we got to have like the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey faces.
Right. Exactly.
And the red noses.
And, you know, yeah, you definitely get the bozo wig on there.
Okay.
You know, it might require us to, you know, do the skinhead wig where we, you know, and we just do. I don't want that cheap, cheesy clown. I want full.
Yeah.
Full clown makeup with our regular street clothes.
Because there's nothing that says we mean business more
right.
than coming into a business meeting wearing clown makeup.
Oh, yeah. How will people be able to not smile if we walk in and we have full clown makeup on? They can't.
We'll do it. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, I was a professional clown back in high school, so I can do your makeup.
You could make us up on the train.
Oh, my God, that would be perfect. All I would need to do is go to the store and buy the makeup and the wig.
But, like, what if we go over a bump or something?
Yeah, well,
I don't want
to
be...
It comes off easily. There, I mean, you have to set it with baby powder or else you can wipe it right off.
Do it in the train station. I don't want to have clown makeup.
When we get to Philadelphia?
Yeah. We'll have time.
Okay.
All right. When we get there.
That'll be fun, too. Just getting made up in the Philadelphia train station.
Yeah. You meet interesting people there.
Putting our clown faces
it's
on.
It's like, and we, you know, I don't think I want to walk into Tim's office with anything but clown makeup on.
Okay, so to refresh, do we want wigs?
Yeah, I mean, we can do all this off the air, but yes, I'd like a wig.
He wants the red bozo hair, and I'll take whatever you got. I would take the complete bald head wig.
Okay.
Like where, you know, like, what's that clown's name?
The ones that have all white
Krusty?
Faces?
No, the clown from It. Pennywise. That's what I want.
He's an evil clown.
I know, but I mean, I'll be a happy Pennywise.
Okay. You're going to end up being a scary clown, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
You're going to give me nightmares.
Yes, I am.
There's something that you can wear. It's like a stocking cap, and all that shows through is your face, and it's white, and then we would paint the rest of your face white.
That's what I want.
All right, so you're going to be a white face, and you're going to be like...
With no ears.
I don't necessarily want...
Tucked in.
I don't necessarily want the bozo... Big out on the sides. What I want is just the big, gigantic afro.
Like the fro, and they come in different colors.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, a big clown afro.
And lots of pictures for this very special day.
Yeah, and I want the face, you know, with all the eyes done, with the fake smile, the Joker smile
right.
on our faces.
I'll do your makeup very similar to what I did mine. It's a big, fake smile.
Fantastic.
And you all have to come up with something that'll kind of creep people out.
Okay. All right. Great.
This is going to be fun.
I'll get goofy toofies. So I have bad teeth, too.
Okay, cool.
Good. All right, excellent. See, now, what have we done here? We have transformed what would have been a real drag to
real,
something I'm looking forward to.
Real bad meeting.
I will sleep beautifully on Thursday night.
Into a positive meeting. Mm-hmm. Although, from what I've heard, the stories about, you know, there's, God knows, there's tornadic destruction happening at the top.
Right.
Levels of Infinity Broadcasting, mm-hmm. and I, it's like the movie Twister up there. There are cows flying all over the place. And
what's the name of this suit that we're going to meet with? This new big wig,
Drew Hillis.
First words out of my mouth when we have the clown wigs on, I will come into his office and say, "You never get a second chance to make a first impression."
Maybe I should call Ouchie the clown.
Good
get
idea.
Some advice. Remember that dude? We had him on that show that time.
Now, if you wear Ouchie, you might get arrested in the train station.
Yeah, I don't want to be the pornographic clown.
No.
I just want to be the happy clown. And because of that, I was going to dress casually.
You can wear like a football jersey.
But I was thinking, wouldn't it look better with a suit?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I was going to dress casually. But I'll wear a suit and a tie.
That's fantastic. Yeah.
Unless you wanted to go tuxedo.
I've got a tuxedo.
And you do too, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Tux would look pretty great.
If you want the
and
whole tuxedo. I think we just wear the clown wigs. Because then we can just wipe it off after it's all done. I mean, I'm lazy that way.
I agree with Rob, though. I think, well, you can do what you'd like. I'll either wear a tuxedo or a suit with a tie. But we definitely got to smoke cigarettes.
You know, if you're going to go that route...
What?
I might just wear a dress. Why not?
There's no law against it.
Change into my dress on the train.
You'd certainly be more comfortable.
I would. Wear like a nice frock. You know, I will wear a dress and I...
See, now here's my...
I might have those red shoes that I wore as Barbara Bush a few years ago.
Here's my worry. That this is like back in school. Because I want to tell you, I was always the kid that did this. Back when I went to school, like I'd get together with my buddies and we'd say, okay, tomorrow's the day that we're all going to wear the shirt that has the F word written backwards on it. So when you look in the mirror, it says the F word. Mm-hmm. And we'd all be on the phone the night before, do you have your shirt? Do you have your shirt? Yeah, I got the shirt. Mm-hmm. Show up to school the next day, I'm the only guy wearing the shirt.
Huh. Well, the deal is we're going to get made up at the same time in the train station, and I'll change into my dress, and you can probably change into your suit at the train station.
I'll just wear the suit, but okay.
Yeah, you can just wear the suit anyway, and then I'll bring a little bag with my dress in it.
And Rob, I think you're right about the tuxedo.
Yeah.
I'll go with the tuxedo.
Funnier.
And I hate to implore on I do need a dress. I need a proper dress for the.
We'll get you a dress. Someone will get you a dress. For our big business meeting.
Double XL, please.
For our big business meeting.
I think it's our way of saying hi.
You know what? It really is our way of saying, Lighten up.
Yeah. Whatever.
Lighten
I don't think,
up.
You know, I don't think we have to overthink it. You're entertaining.
No, that's it.
I think it's making us happy, and that's what's important.
Right. Wearing clown suits. Wearing clown faces for a very important
right
movie.
Now, I'm already seeing you in the business suit with the clown head.
Yeah. Hello, Don, on my show.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
And, you know, and when I'm in that garb, I'll really blow this guy Drew Hillis away. Because, you know, I got all the good radio speak and stuff like that.
That one thing I'm going to have to be careful about is drinking when you're talking. If I'm taking a sip of, like, water. Because you're going to be in clown makeup doing your serious
stuff. But
radio.
I'll do my serious stuff like about, sure. Well, now, the average quarter hour maintenance and time spent listening in, you've got to know where the diary's calling all this. And we are very sensitive to our P1 listener. I mean, I know all the
lingo.
The crap.
The jargon. And then when you make eye contact with me, what I will offer will be a...
Hey, hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys, congratulations on number one in Sacramento.
Yeah, thank you very much, KHTK.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. And you guys are way better than that dickhead Grant Napier.
We know... thanks for bringing his...
thanks, ass.
We got to... We got a break.
This.
Oh, hold on. Didn't mean to do that. That was, hey, Rob, what happened to touch tones?
Hey, quit clowning around.
For goodness sakes. Gosh, that was indecisive.
I'm not good at making choices, so you'll certainly get no help from me.
That's right.
You know, see, I've streamlined the open for today, but it still didn't mean we didn't want to take the day.
But you want to help with the offense?
Sure, absolutely. Whatever I can do. Very good. I agree. It's odd and kind of funny.
Kind of a comedy thing there. I was kind of looking for you to go, no.
Oh,
phone number 877-365-3636. Be the 100th caller right now. You get a shot at $500 with the secret sound. Good luck. We'll be right back.
Show.
Stop.
Hey, Buzz, you want to help with the outfits?
Absolutely.
Don't go to break yet.
Not just yet?
What a mess. That was not the way to go to break.
You didn't like that?
Jesus, no, I didn't like
sounded
that.
Sounded good to me.
Buzz, will you let us know which clown makeup you like best?
I'm going to have to think about it.
There you go. Now we'll be right back.
WJFK.
No!
What?
Don't go to break!
What happened?
I keep pressing the button that says, this is the Don and Mike show,
mm-hmm.
And the goddamn piece of equipment... I swear.
Hold on.
You going to need to be a meeting.
You got it?
Try it now.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Want to do this again? Who's on the hotline?
Bart.
Oh, my son. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Yes. Hello, bud.
Yo, Dad.
Yo.
I have a dress.
Is it Big Bart?
Well, I don't have a dress. It's a dress Dad wore for Halloween a couple years back.
I'm bigger than your dad.
Oh, okay.
All right. Thanks, bud.
Darn help, bye.
Okay,
bye-bye. I appreciate it.
There you go.
I'm sorry.
Let's just pretend that call didn't happen, and we're going to go to break now, and I just said it's time for the 100th caller, and then Mike says, hey. The thing to Buzz.
Hey, Buzz, will you help us pick out the outfits?
I don't know.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You see, that was good.
See what's going to happen to me? Too sad to even think about.
Oh, God. Regis Philbin. Come on, Artie Regis Philbin, he came back.
Central, what do you want to do? You want to sit there while Kathy Lee prattles on in your good ear about how Frank hates the chains, Cody's poopy diapers?
The Don and Mike Show. Executive directors of the group home, Don and Mike.
All right. All right, let's get a call 100. Get this show going.
Right.
Right, yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, hello, Don and Mike. How you clowns doing today? I'm number 100.
Yes, you are, my friend. And what's your name?
My name is William.
William, where are you from?
I'm over here in Baltimore.
I thought so.
Live 105.
How about that? The mic 105.7.
Yeah, when I heard clowning around, I knew it.
You knew it, didn't you?
I sure do.
You knew all right. That, Don. Clowning around.
All right, my friend. Hold on. Here That's you true. Go.
Okay, guys.
You want to go to a concert out of town?
I would love to, Don.
Okay, let me see. Boston,
yep.
Saturday, June 21, Nissan Pavilion. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.
Fantastic.
Pete Gabriel, Sunday, June 22, Nissan Pavilion. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.
Okay.
Chicago, June 3, Nissan Pavilion. Tickets
I love sale. Them.
Ticketmaster outlets and NissanPavilion.com. You know
Thank
what my
you.
Favorite Chicago song is? Color My World.
Color My
yeah,
World.
Color My
song.
World. Yeah, it's a nice song.
It's nice.
Nice.
You know, Dime, I saw them in person about 3 years ago, someplace. I think it was over in Meriwether Post Pavilion.
This is a real Baltimore accent.
We love an honest to God Baltimore accent.
Absolutely.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, we love it.
Thank you very much. I'm glad you like that.
5105.
105, right in the heart of Baltimore.
105.7.
105.
There we go, guys.
You go through the Harbor Tunnel, you can listen to Don Mike Show on Live 105.
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
Pay your toll.
Pay the toll.
Pay the toll.
Go through the toll booth and then listen to Live 105, the best station in town.
Pick it up very well.
All the way down to the shore.
I love that signal. Get a good signal.
Okay.
Exactly right, guys.
$500. Here you go.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
For Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Hey, Baltimore.
$500. Identify this common everyday sound. Your clues are yellow. And 16.
Yes.
Please don't answer till Mike sings like LL Cool J. LL Cool J. He's a non-threatening black performer.
Hey, Michael.
I like him. Good luck.
Caller,
name this sound.
God bless.
Thank you.
Although now that I think about it, perhaps he is slightly threatening. After all, Mama said, knock you out.
Yep.
There you go. You're the type of guy that gets suspicious. I'm the type of guy that says pudding is delicious.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Way to go, Mike.
Thank you.
Beautiful. You're right on target there.
Right on.
Right on target.
For $500. That's more than you paid for one of the cow's balls that went out of Camden Yards.
Yes, out there in Camden.
Do it for Johnny. Do it for Johnny U.
Johnny Unitas.
How much? $500. What is your guess?
My guess is going to be a box of Crayolas. Opening a box of Crayolas.
And I'll tell you why that's not a bad guess. Mm.
Thank you.
Well, it's the accent.
That's
wrong guess.
We're sorry.
I love the habit.
Don't forget that every guess is a clue for you.
Yes.
Thank you.
A clue for me and a clue for everybody out there.
In Baltimore on Live.
Baltimore.
105.
Right in town.
7, live.
Town.
Thank you, Mike.
On the other side of the bridge.
You got it. Hold on a second, please.
That was one of those guys that responds to everything you say.
That's fun.
Very cool.
For those of you not from the metro area.
Yeah, I agree. It's odd and kind of funny.
Thank you, Buzz. Any of the metro cities we broadcast to, Baltimore is unique with their very own accents.
They are.
Absolutely, and it's the best station in town. Live 105. And let me just take this moment. While we end this whole reef on Baltimore, it wouldn't be right if we didn't say hello to Marty Bass, who we know is mad at us for whatever reason, and Don Scott, even though we talk about them all the time on Eyewitness News.
Marty Bass, a friend of mine said Marty Bass heard our names at a party, and all of a sudden the F-word started coming out of his mouth. Wow.
Come on, Marty.
Marty, come on, lighten up. We're just having fun around town.
If anybody should be mad at us in town, it should be Sally Thorner. We've talked about that ugly bitch for many years.
Don't be angry at us, Marty.
Be angry at the guy that made your toupee.
He doesn't wear a toupee anymore.
Oh, that's right. He's totally bald.
Right. Well, he's got it on the sides. Hello, Todd and Mike Show. Like Dr. Phil.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. Yes, radio station.
Hello.
Yes, hello. You're on the air.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yes, sir.
This is Tommy from Philadelphia.
That means you're part of the legacy.
The legacy. You got that right, guys. Hey, when you come up here on Friday, are we going to be able to see you? I miss you guys.
Of course. The doors to WYSP will be wide open. You're welcome. As a matter of fact, we're going to be playing one of our games to give away some money, and we'll need people to come down to the station to play in person.
That sounds awesome. Are you bringing Jumpin' Joe with you?
No, Joe.
Joe.
Someone has to stay back to, now this is sound weird with Joe, to make sure things go okay.
Yeah, Joe is not a traveler. He stays put. I'm sure he'd like to travel, but we don't let him out of his cage.
Right. Although, we are bringing Joe to Reno with us.
Yeah. Are we bringing him to Iceland?
Oh, hell no.
Oh, okay.
Hell no. We're not bringing him to Iceland. Yeah. Let me see. It's Monday, May 12th. We broadcast live from Iceland.
Amazing. I look forward to partying with Joe in Reno.
Where it's 24 hours of sunlight all the time in Iceland.
Very good.
May 12th. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Jackie from Your Legacy.
From Philly. Hi, Jackie.
How are you?
We're doing great.
I need some advice.
Okay.
I have a new boyfriend.
Yes, honey?
And he wants to perform oral on my A.
Oh, well, first off...
Pass play.
You let him go right ahead.
That's right.
No. Honey, let me just give you a very brief lesson that I like, and I'm so glad you called for advice. What did you have for breakfast this morning?
Pancakes.
Okay. Let me explain to you what happens. You sat down to those pancakes, maybe put some butter on them, some syrup, had some toast, maybe some eggs, whatever. But the main course was pancakes.
Pancakes, toast, and a bagel. It's the Carb Busters breakfast.
You ate these pancakes, and you eat them through your mouth, and the food goes down your throat.
I'd like a side of rice, please.
And goes down your digestive tract. Uh-huh. Now what happens is the food stuff gets broken up by the acids in your stomach, travels through your all of your body parts down there.
You tell her, Mr. Science.
And ends up coming out as a BM. Now, think about this when you're sitting on the bowl, when you know that it's those pancakes that are coming out as human waste. Think about if you really want a man to kiss you there where food comes out, where those pancakes you ate this morning came out.
I don't want him to do that, but he thinks it's normal, and he really wants to.
Who is the celebrity you most resembles, changing this topic a little bit?
Alicia Silverstone?
Yeah. Well, then.
Listen, and she's beautiful. Even fat, she's beautiful.
Yes.
But, no, absolutely. You take it from me, it's an exit, not an entrance.
Have you, has he done anything else down there?
No.
Yeah, really? Are you kind of intrigued by the idea?
No.
Good.
Not at all.
I'm kind of repulsed by the idea.
Yeah, good girl.
Oh, come on now. Open that mind up.
Good girl. You wanted to open up more than her mind. Good girl.
All right, well, thanks, guys.
Okay.
Bye.
Do that tushy exercise that Body by Jake does us all the time.
If she won't let him do it to her, the least she could do is do it to him.
Squeeze the... even worse.
Yeah, it is worse.
Because he eats worse stuff than she does. You know that that's bad. God. Yuck.
Well, hello. The hair alone.
Don and Mike show. Hello?
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
What's going on? This is Tom. I'm part of the legacy.
Sorry, I wish we could talk to you. We love to talk to people with a legacy, but you got to get a decent cell phone. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. How's it going?
Hi.
How you doing, honey? You're in Baltimore.
Baltimore.
I remember years ago, you and Marty Bass used to be great friends. What happened?
We, listen, here's what happened. We thought we were friends with Marty Bass. Apparently, one of the times that we got off on one of our I think the one that set him off was when the story came out that Lance Bass from NSYNC was going to go into space.
Right.
And Mike and I did about 45 minutes one day about Marty Bass and Lance Bass.
Mm-hmm. Where I'm Lance Bass's cousin, Marty Bass.
And we didn't think anything of it, but then Mike was at a function. And,
no, a friend of mine was.
And the guy heard that, what was it, somebody mentioned our name?
Yeah, my buddy Tim said something like, Tim, don't call. And it said something like, Marty doesn't like us, you know, so, F those guys, or they're a-holes, or something along those lines. And didn't Marty come out to a live show that we did one time?
Yes.
It what used to be called Christopher's.
Right. Christopher's. Yeah. Was such a perfect name for
with
a Baltimore
the dude that
club.
Ate the marshmallows out of them people's butt.
Right. There you go.
Oh, my
right.
God.
Fare thee well, Martin
Bass. There was a guy there that was uncircumcised that did the balloon thing.
Ah, that's right, the exploding pee.
those were the good old days. Thank you, my friend.
All right.
Well, we got nothing but love for Marty Bass. If he ever wants to,
and Don, I lobby once again.
Contact us.
I lobby once again for your wonderful idea that you had years ago of the marshmallow races, which I think enough time has passed where you could bring that one back on the first really,
really hot day.
Yeah.
Let's wait until the temperature gets to 90. First 90 degree day of the year, and the marshmallow races are back.
Fantastic.
Cool. That's something, incidentally, that my son is totally embarrassed about.
Yeah. That he wanted to participate?
Yeah, I think he was 5 at the time, and he called the show crying that day, screaming that he wanted to come down and do the marshmallow thing and eat the marshmallow.
That's right.
The deal with this bit was that you had to put a marshmallow inside your not all the way inside like a suppository, but you had to put it in between your pillows.
Right between the pillows.
And then you had to walk down the hall.
Fast walk.
Fast walk down the hall. It was very hot.
Yeah, very hot.
And then the challenge was if you would eat the marshmallow, and then if you really wanted to win the prize, eat somebody else's marshmallow.
And we did it inside. And I was thinking if we could get it by to have them do have the track be around the building. They wouldn't let us do it outside?
No way. And even back then, it has to be an indoor experience.
Oh, okay.
Because it involves foodstuffs and
right
the butt.
Well, it's their own marshmallow that they're eating.
I know. This was the argument 11 years ago that we
remember
had.
That one lady?
Do I? And do you remember the color of her marshmallow?
Same color as your shirt.
Orange. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
You know about that girl who called about her boyfriend wanting to eat her, eh?
Yeah.
Fast play.
Yes.
Yeah. If you know, dude, if she's that...
You go to all the time and trouble to say eat her in the A, but then when it comes to the F word,
oh,
you
sorry.
Just say it. Yeah. Dude, you can't say the F word.
Sorry. Sorry about that.
It was a good thought, anyway.
Sorry, man.
He just now realizes.
All right, bye-bye. Guy says, hey, I wouldn't eat her in the AI.
Well, he stated the obvious.
Yeah.
But he would do something else to her in the AI. Hello, Don and Mike, but he said the word.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hey, can you imagine how this show is going to go over tomorrow when we sign on in Salt Lake City?
Very, very exciting.
Hello.
Hey, call Clark Ryan at the Buzz in Seattle. I've been calling this guy nonstop for a month trying to get the fourth hour of the show. He's the GM.
Well, and we're resigned to the fact that it's going to be a three-hour clear in Seattle. That's just the way it is.
It blows.
Yeah, I know it does, but let's make the best of it. Let's find out from the Seattle station how the ratings are.
Yeah.
All the stations.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Call him and ask him about the ratings. And tell him Adam says hi. I call him about three times a week.
Good
all right,
for you.
Brad. Well, you know, at some point this week, I got it on the schedule of to do affiliate roulette. Maybe we'll call them.
Clark Ryan.
But I'll ask
hey, call that guy at that station you called last time, the little podunk one that didn't have any commercials yet.
Which one was that?
I can't remember.
It could be any of our affiliates, to be honest with you.
You said whoever walks through the door first.
Oh, Pittsburgh.
The GM.
That was Pittsburgh. Right. All right, maybe we'll get a follow-up on that. Let me call Broyhill and see if he... Call the Seattle station and see how he did in the ratings.
Yeah.
I don't know where he is.
Oh, what? Jesus. Don't you have, like, low...
Yeah, but that isn't set the day after.
Oh, well, if you could find him, would you ask him to call Seattle?
Sure.
Okay.
Thank you, Buttercup.
Bye.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, Titty Bar. There she goes. Buttercup.
Yes. That was a clown name.
I can't tell you. This is a
I wasn't using a term of endearment.
I mentioned a mic during the commercials. I don't know. This must be Broyhill calling. Hey, hi.
Hello.
Hey, Chuck.
Hey. You know, one thing, going back to the marshmallow race, the problem was that we were doing this outside, and there was such a crowd gathered on the street watching, but I can look into having the race start in the building, run around the building, and finish back inside of the building.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, run it.
We just don't have as many people coming to watch.
And then, you know, all the stuff with the... preparation for the race and then the post-race feast would not be for public consumption.
Exactly.
Hey, you made a joke there.
Yeah, I know.
For public consumption.
Yeah, I agree. It's odd and kind of funny.
And this year we can use miniature marshmallows.
Hey, would you call the Seattle station?
Yes, I will.
All right, thanks.
Bye. Bye-bye.
You know, if you use miniature marshmallows, the most marshmallows could be a subcategory.
Yeah, fishbowl.
And also, there might be different going in than coming out. Some just might disappear entirely.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, this is Rob from Baltimore.
Hi there, Rob.
Just wanted to know what the name of the station was you guys are going on in Salt Lake tomorrow.
I think it's K-A-L-L.
K-A-L-L.
Yeah.
Okay,
you can't imagine. It's flamethrower. 50,000 watt AM. The good dial position, 700. But the station just must suck if they're going to put us on.
You think they'll do the marshmallow races in Salt Lake?
Listen,
we can only wait.
Tomorrow, we're actually going to make on-air bets as to how long the show lasts in Salt Lake City. From what I've been told from everybody at the network, They've briefed them, and they've told them about the show, and they know about the show, and that I know when I grew up when I was a kid that there were some stations that had protected frequencies. And this station at 700 on AM was a station that you could pick up as far east as Detroit.
Wow. That is very cool.
Nighttime, you could hear a Salt Lake City radio station in Detroit. And apparently now it's just been, you know, it's going down the crapper, which is why we start tomorrow.
It's going to be a delight to be on there, and I think we're going to have a long run.
Live from 1 until 5.
2 weeks at least.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing, Don and Mike?
Hey.
Hey, I just had a comment about that girl that called in. The guy wanted to eat her egg.
Yeah.
You should get him in and have him do the marshmallow race, eat his own marshmallow, and then see if he still wants to eat her egg.
Thank you, my friend. Another one of the believers. Thank you.
You know, you guys just can't get by the food.
Listen, before too much time goes on here, I want to mention 24 has got only 3 episodes left. Mm-hmm. I watched the one last night, and I don't know about you guys. I still love 24, and even though there was no shoot 'em up stuff last night, what, Mike?
Go ahead. I'm just waiting. Hasn't seen it yet.
I
T-boated it, and I didn't watch it yet.
Oh, well then.
Am I going to miss something? I mean, I'll just block my ears.
It was not a lot happened.
I mean, even when you guys talk about it, it doesn't bother me.
Well, first off, as a caller to this show said, and I'm paraphrasing him, the big black president is no longer. He was voted out. The coup happened.
Oh, it really happened?
Yeah, they had the vote. Mm-hmm. The vice president is sworn in as president. Mm-hmm. And at the very end,
right in front of the Jew advisor.
That's what the guy said.
That's right.
As Jack Bauer is following a lead on the... Rob remembers when that guy called a couple of weeks ago.
That guy called. Rob was just mocking him.
Yeah. Listen, so Jack Bauer found the computer chip that has the proof that the call was doctored from Saeed Alib or whatever his name is. Okay, but that chip is broken. So now he's following the lead to go find the guy who originally had the computer chip. Here's how 24 ended last night.
Because he's going to have to fix it?
Well, he's going to have to give the president proof.
He can testify that he actually doctored the tape.
So as he's breaking into this place and he's hiding in the corner with his gun, he hears somebody else coming into the place. Look, you know, obviously somebody, a bad guy involved with the chip.
Mm-hmm.
And the last shot is the president's wife, Sherry Palmer.
Aha.
As she's coming in, she goes, "Hello? Hello?" And it's just a big shot of her, and then it goes, "Ta-dang! Beat it! Beat it!" 5 o'clock.
Ah, good. All right. Well, that's interesting.
It was a great ending last night.
Thought it was a good episode.
Absolutely.
Very strong episode last night. I was surprised that the president got voted out.
Mm-hmm.
Really surprised by that.
Man, that's pretty intense.
And very little Kim last night, too.
Yeah, and
very little. And
the Kim that was on the show was very normal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She was just on the phone.
It was
just
a quiet hour for her.
"I love you, Daddy." I love you too, Kim. I love you so much. I want to F you so bad. Well, he's not really
her dad. They're characters.
He's not really her dad.
It seems to be hitting its stride again. It got a little crazy there for a while, but, you know, three more episodes? Is that all they have?
Three more to go. Three to go. Good show, 24. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, how you guys doing? I love you guys. You guys were talking about clowns a little bit ago.
Yes,
there is a national clown competition at the Granite Run Mall in Philadelphia. We're outside of Philadelphia.
When?
On Saturday.
Oh, stick around.
If you guys were looking for some clowns.
Man, we could probably get a whole studio full of them.
Oh, besides you guys.
Yeah.
I think on Friday, we're going to need some listeners to come down and play some games from WYSP, but our doors will be open with a special prize for every clown.
Yeah, and so any average person that wants to come down and clown makeup can.
Yeah, you'll win a prize.
Oh, and I forgot to say, I'm part of the legacy.
Thank you, part of the legacy, thanks. Because imagine how that'll drive Tim nuts. First, the fact that we're going to go to this big meeting,
right,
wearing clown makeup. There's no way he could be pissed at us wearing clown makeup.
If he is, it'll be even funnier.
And imagine as the day goes on, and more clowns show up at 94 WYSP.
We just have the hallways jammed with clowns.
If he does yell at you, you must have Lisa draw a tear.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Okay.
You clowns. Hey, definitely not enough Kim on 24. No changing of shirts, no running down after the kid in the alley. I'm waiting, like, maybe next week will be, like, this massive Kim, like, softcore thing or something.
Yeah, they'll give you what you need with Kim.
Yeah.
She was on last night just enough to establish her presence, I thought.
How would you feel about doing to her what that guy wanted to do to his girlfriend?
No. Oh. Not in a million years. I wouldn't even do that to Jennifer Aniston.
You hear him over there.
What did he say?
In a heartbeat. In a heartbeat.
Oh, come on. You do it to, what's her name, Kathy Bates.
No. Hello. No, I wouldn't.
Don and Mike show. You do it to Rosie.
No.
Hello.
No, I wouldn't.
Don and Mike.
You do it to Monica.
No.
Hello.
One thing I noticed about 24, when they walked into the loft at the end,
yeah,
they were looking for the guy who supposedly doctored the tape. But the main bad guy that they're ultimately after, whose name is Alex, and when the president's wife turned around, she said, "Hello, Alex." So I think that loft is the home of the main bad guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she's
the main bad guy, the guy that was on the helicopter when Jack Bauer was getting tortured?
I think he's still an underling. I think there's one main bad guy that's
Because there were guys that were putting pressure on him,
yeah,
too.
There's a bad guy that we haven't met yet, I think. There's the guy that was ordering...
I'm the bad guy.
You're the bad guy?
I'm the bad guy.
There was the guy on the telephone that was ordering the other guys that were torturing Jack
and
Bauer.
And he had the answer to some people, too.
Right. Hello?
Hey, it's Isaac from SAC. I was the guy last week who... made the remark that you guys just commented on, again, the big black president deer remark.
Oh, you're the guy.
Yeah, I was just joking around. It really made my day. You know, I've been looking forward to it all week.
Okay, goodbye, Ash. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Me? That's why the bosses sent me out here. They wanted me to make sure none of the other crews robbed the joint. Like these two balloon heads over here. They were going to try to bang us out of 200 grand? Yeah, right, I'm sure.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
This house is still going crazy.
Be good, or they'll put you in a sack and take you to Spain. The Don and Mike Show.
One of the highlights from 24 last night, that rat, the guy that President Palmer had to torture.
Oh, that the Secretary of State or Defense or something like that.
They brought him in on closed circuit TV as one of the witnesses, and such an MFing liar that they show the tape. As evidence of how the president, the big black president, has lost his mind.
Right.
Saying, and look what he did to this guy. And they show that he's got his feet in the water, and they're hitting him with those things. And and at one point, he says, the president says, "Did you know about the bomb?" And the guy says, "Yes." And the tape just cuts off. And then the president says, "Here's the proof." And then the guy says, "Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not proud of this. I cracked under the pressure. I told the president what he wanted to hear."
Oh, God.
And the president's saying, "But there's more to the tape."
Yeah, right.
There's
the rest.
How do you think we knew to go to that airport to find the bomb, show them the rest? And then the vice president says, "There is no other tape, Mr. President."
Oh, wow. That's a total setup.
So they're screwing him. Yeah. They're just...
He'll get his revenge.
I think absolutely. So.
You'll be sorry, Pee-wee Herman.
You'll be sorry, President Palmer. Well, I guess President Palmer. It wouldn't work. We'd have to have that guy's name.
Well, President Palmer, then there's Mrs. Palmer, and then there's his brother, Chili.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a question for you, if this might work at the meeting. If Mike were to speak only with a horn, or to act like Silent Bob and just react with facial expressions?
I'd take a horn into the meeting.
And just speak strictly with the horn.
That would draw too much attention, though, if we go to like that fancy restaurant Tim wants to go to.
Yeah. What if Mike got upset and really began to squeak the horn violently?
No, but you have to understand how much of a desire I have at this lunch meeting to have the clown makeup on and say, "What are your specials today?"
Yeah, just leave the driving to us.
Right.
Got a letter from Paul Dean.
Anybody remember?
Paul Dean recaps the show every year.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I think he's been doing it for 15 years.
Always man. Around this time of year, right?
Yep, his anniversary of listening to the show. We received it today, dated April 28th, 2 days ago. Paul Dean.
Dean.
Recap guy.
Dean O'Dean.
And then he starts with a cover letter.
Mm-hmm.
And this is good for new listeners to try to figure out what we're talking about sometimes.
Very good.
Because
true.
What this guy does is he goes through and he recaps the, he listens to the show every day.
Mm-hmm.
God bless him. And picks out what he considers to be the highlights of the previous year.
Right.
So he writes, Dear Don and Mike, how's it hanging? Yep, this is my 16th annual recap.
Wow.
Of the best of the Don and Mike show. Holy cheese and gay Kentucky Fried Chicken, Batman. What a year. It's like deja vu all over again. What? You guys are now doing your midday show in the afternoon? When did this happen? Alert the media. Never mind. They couldn't give a blink about you guys. So what else is new? And new is spelled perfect N-E-W.
Well, we've had a lot of years, but there is really no year I can think of where more has gone on as far as this show than last year.
And speaking of backing the wrong horse, just a little reminder to a certain program director from the City of Brotherly Love from a longtime fan of this show. Don't underestimate the power of the Don and Mike show. Heritage, I've got your heritage right here. I've seen them come and go. How many other programs have people sitting in their cars, in their driveways, or on the side of the road before they drive out of range so they don't miss a minute of the show? Even more amazing is here in D.C. they get these monster ratings with such a crappy signal. I live less than 4 miles away from the tower of WJFK. Unfortunately, I also live about the same distance from Don and Mike's former station, WAVA. Even though I have a digital receiver, I have to keep the antenna down and the receiver at the rear of the house. Otherwise, I get the other station.
Wow.
If I'm on the second floor of my home, forget about it. The other station drowns out WJFK's signal. Unless I hide the radio behind the piece of furniture. I am not kidding. So, Tim, show Don and Mike some love and let the good times roll, baby. Here's to two guys with the strongest arms in radio. Paul Dean, P.S. Warning, Will Robinson. Only one more year till the return of the cicadas.
Cicadas?
Cicadas,
cicadas,
right.
You mean the bugs.
Every 17 years.
Wow.
Oh, here is his annual recap. It's three or four weeks, of what's happened on the last year on this show. This guy's recap, his highlights.
This is always fun.
Let's see. Leah Remini picks the wrong 2 weeks to try to get into radio.
Well put.
The radio fight they couldn't talk about and show tunes Monday. Prizes from the prize closet, muzzles and duct tape.
Yeah.
The Ohio State Marching Band plays the hits for Tim Sabian. Don, why can't you be more jolly? And Frida says, stop throwing Diet Cherry Coke cans out the car window. Mike breaks the glass hatch on John's boat when he sits on it. Mike says, I'm not idiots, gentlemen.
Yeah, one point. I don't remember when I said that.
Mike has the same ATM password as Rabe. As when Rabe was an intern. Oh, Mike has the same ATM password as long back as when Rob was an intern. Former interns make good.
Rob just wrote it down.
He still
again.
Remembers it.
Rob knows it.
Former interns make good. Dee Dee Skank looks good in South Florida.
She did. Wow.
And Joe Rockhead on CNN. Indubitably. Don is the world's dumbest millionaire. And here's one that I had forgotten. It was about me. It's a good one. In order to get some jewelry for Frida on a deal, Don works a bar mitzvah in a tuxedo for the jeweler's son where the guest thinks he's a waiter.
Wow.
Excuse me, can you freshen this up for me?
Right.
A new great bit, Jew to Jew gets busted when Don and Mike are asked what their Hebrew names are.
Ah, yes, we were tripping all over our tongues when that happened.
Listen to your mother. When Don tragically got hit by a car and taken to the hospital, he was wearing 5-year-old underwear. We also learned last year that Big Frida
Don's mother-in-law was a receptionist at WMAL. Huh. That's why she still has a picture of Chris Core. I also loved it when you played Frida's radio tapes from Clemson University. Uh-oh. Remember, my wife hated that day.
Right, yeah.
Boy, she was really mad. When Frida's in the mood for sex, it's all about candles and the music. All right, that's something I guess that you guys learned. Mm-hmm. I've known it for a long time. Don and Mike don't have to pimp for strip trivia anymore because does buzz it way better. Hey, baby, don't you want to come down and brew some TWA tea for me? Remember that? Was yeah. That's our favorite airline brand of tea.
Yeah.
We some guys like Continental tea, some guys like American tea.
Right.
We like TWA tea. The ass porn queen is only a 32AA, but she knows porno slang. Making butterscotch at ATM, ass to mouth.
And hamster pop, right?
Timmy Obibene is the newsmaker of weeks. Hey, ass. Hey, ass. And how about that skateboard in the church stunt that got everybody so exercised?
Exercise. Yeah, that's funny.
Keep moss and less humid whisper about ass play. P.S. I am so glad you guys finally got another harmonizer. For Harry Potter's birthday, Harry Morgan reads letters from Penthouse Forum. Then Regis Philbin, David Letterman, G. Gordon Liddy, Bob Barker, and James Garner join in. Real gone. Hot girl-on-girl action in studio for a trip to Las Vegas. The triumphant return of E. To E.
In a helicopter.
Danny Ocean goes to Las Vegas and the Caribbean. That would be my recent vacation.
Yeah.
Fried dill pickle chips in Memphis. That's good eating. The celebrity burp contest, and no one can guess Rob Grill from the Grassroots. Oh, this goes back to last summer at the beach. If you're locked out of your car, don't call the police or AAA. Call the Good Humor Man.
The Good Humor Man can take care of anything.
My wife and I were watching that couple that was locked out of the car.
Right.
The time when Bart respelled the word Ocean Pines to say Ocean Penis and got caught by the local police. The nut doesn't fall far from the tree.
Oh, sorry.
Hypothetically, in a month, Frida will let Don talk about their hypothetical friends. The ones where the husband eats at the Y for 4 hours. Congratulations on your vacation. It's No Help Monday. It's Don Geronimo's phone hunt. The incomparable finger-picking and chord progression of the legendary guitar virtuoso Andy M.
Mm-hmm.
That's the guy the Super Bowl is gay guy.
Right. Milanakis, I believe. Wow.
Vivian's. Where the fries are salted with tears, and the food is so good we don't care if you come back. Nice! These are just random thoughts he's writing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I mean, it's not in any chronological order either. He just throws everything out from the year.
The burping guy. Where's your crap detector now, see? This guy is one dedicated listener. BM Eaters and Dr. Duty. Don't forget George McFly.
Yeah.
Colonics make him manic. For the second year in a row, another sure thing NFL listener bet ends badly for Don.
Mm-hmm.
Shave your eyebrows, Don.
Yeah. They've grown back in full.
That was a sure thing. The debut of Make Joe Laugh, and the winner hangs up.
Yeah.
Joe doesn't have to go to the dentist to get his farms, but then he can be driving around and holding without worry.
Holding.
The lame, big forehead, make us laugh winner. Freeze box.
Freeze box.
The Dixie Chicks have crossed eyes.
Yes.
Frida and Don's brother Jim love Jaguars. Don wrecks Frida's Jag in a snowstorm. Frida wanted a dealership to drive a truck to Ocean City on spec. She hates the DMV so much she wanted to buy a new car rather than renew the registration for her own.
He hangs on a lot of that stuff. Yeah.
Va, 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 va. Fun in New Orleans with Mike. I started drinking and I'm not going to stop. Meet my new friends. We're going to dinner alone. The debut of Affiliate Roulette, where we learned that flame-throwing WURP in Pittsburgh charges $35 a commercial.
Bingo!
At this rate, you would only need 2,571 spots to bill $1 million a month.
Very good.
Super jerk Steve Kingston told Lou Katz not to be Don's best man when he married Frida.
That was a huge revelation.
Big story.
Lil J. Stevens.
There he is.
Drives a red sports car that has a license plate that says 10 spot, 10 share, and should stay out of Don and Mike's sandbox.
Amen.
And he should try to get his morning man, Donnie Simpson, to speak to him for the first time in 3 years. Don the Disco Dentist and Rob O'Brien get $10 handy jobs in Indianapolis.
Want to congratulate Donnie on his profile on Channel 9, too, on Radio Week on Channel 9. There was a day they'd call us for those things. They don't anymore.
Don and Mike finally get to say Titty Bar and Pussy Whipped on the radio.
Yay!
But the Red Book still won't let them say A-Hole or BJ.
Mm-hmm.
Don would eat his number three for $10,000, but Frida wouldn't. Since she won't keep the change, Don throws it in the toll booth. We discovered that both Mike and Buzz have been in three ways. And finally, Lisa loves Charlie's balls. And she doesn't have to get married, but Don has to visit Sacramento.
Yes. Wonderful.
That was that guy's
good wrap-up.
Wrap-up of the year. Thank you, Paul. Certainly a lot of stuff happened on the show. I don't know if that, to me, would be the most memorable, but that's what that guy remembers.
That's what he remembers. You know, he's got the significant moments and very, very interesting stuff.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you, Paul. The guy's been writing us the same letter on the same day.
Yep.
Every year now for 16 years.
Paul Dean.
Very cool. He is right there. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You are a couple of two effing funny dudes.
Thank you, my friend.
We just got your show. Call from Harrisonburg, Virginia. Right. Had you for about a month down here.
Yeah.
And this is good stuff. And I just want to mention you went into detail about how the marshmallow thing went.
Yeah, right.
And I'm glad you did that, because a lot of things you say I don't quite get yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll get around to it, and I just want to say it's real nice.
Well, I'll tell you, when you get up here, when you get up here from the wilds of Virginia, you'll have to participate in the marshmallow races. Because me talking about it is one thing, but once you put one of those marshmallows between two pillows, there's nothing like it.
So you're a new listener. What market are you calling from?
I'm calling from Harrisonburg, Virginia.
That big FM station,
95.5 FM. Yes,
right.
Sir.
And you obviously then you are accustomed to the big name, top of the line, A-list Hollywood celebrities that we have on our show from time to time. Right?
I'm aware of a couple of them.
Okay, well, we're going to have one of them join us next.
All right.
Live on the telephone.
Is this a surprise?
It won't be as soon as you hear his voice. Let me just say that. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I can Rob's face has such joy in it. Right?
Hello.
I can only imagine.
Don,
hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey, guys. Get that bastard. The best addition of the last year was Chris from Seattle.
Controversial. Again, it's very subjective. That's your opinion.
Remember, his credibility is kind of shot.
Right.
He's fun to listen to.
I agree. And he called with his baby talk thing again yesterday.
So we had to hang up on him. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Yeah.
You said you would need a teaspoon of your number three for $1,000, not $10,000.
Well, maybe it was $1,000 and it ended up as $10,000.
Oh, and you
know.
Do it for free.
Yeah. Why do you mind for about $5,000?
All right, thank you, my friend.
Which is the real reason he called.
Bye.
And that's why you're calling.
Bye-bye.
Michael.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
All right. Now, I have complied with your every request. Would you agree?
I would.
Good. Because now I have one of my own.
Run and hide, asshole. Run and hide.
If you should be picked up next week by a $100,000 sports car in Newport Beach, I'm going to be supremely disappointed because I want my people to find you. And when they do, rest assured, we're not going to hand you over to the police. So my advice to you again is this. Run and hide.
The Don and Mike Show.
Let them raise your children. The Don and Mike Show.
Thank you. That was from Jay and Silent Bob.
We're the stars of this piece of
shit. The other clip was from Ocean's 11. And I was reading today that my man Clooney is in town.
Don't kill him.
And then listen, I'm no homo.
Oh, you're gay for Clooney? Yeah.
And I've got nothing against homos.
All right.
Really. I really don't. As a matter of fact, this show is homo-friendly.
Very.
But I do really dig George Clooney. I really.
You're attracted to him.
No, I'm not.
Okay. I think you're physically attracted to him.
Here's the thing about George Clooney, Mike, and I like to think it about myself as well.
Okay. Oh, you identify with him.
Well, and here's what I think we have in common.
Yes.
Women want to be with us.
Yeah.
And men would like to be us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can't disagree with you. That is the number one thing you have in common with him.
Anyway, I'm a big fan of Clooney. And, you know, go see
That and the Hair.
Some of his other movies like Out of Sight, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he's in town. And I'm a fan. So I just want to throw this out as a celebrity stalk. If anybody gets Clooney to call the show, well, I'll give you $1,000.
One of your favorite movie stars.
Yeah, one of probably my favorite movie star right now, behind De Niro. It's just De Niro can't help himself. He can't make good movies anymore. He's hit the Gene Hackman stride where he's just going to make any movie that comes out.
Yeah, but you know, it's always good to have De Niro in a movie, just like it's always good to have Gene Hackman in a movie.
Yeah. Yeah, but they don't make the best choices.
No, but you know, it's like every third movie is good.
And Clooney's made a lot of stinkers.
A lot of stinkers.
But I even liked him as Batman. So
he was your favorite Batman.
He was.
Or was Michael Keaton your favorite Batman?
Michael Keaton was my favorite until Clooney.
Ah.
So listen, anyway, if you know, if you see George, he's in D.C. Mm-hmm. doing something for some HBO show. You got to get him to call the show. And I know this is a secret I'm not supposed to talk about, but I'm going to mention it anyway. Do you ever watch the HBO show The Wire?
I've seen it.
Right, yeah, it's based in Baltimore.
Right.
The producers of that show are trying to get permission from Infinity Broadcasting. They'd like to use audio of our show.
Right.
When the cops are driving around,
mm-hmm.
that in between calls, they'll be listening to our show.
Very, very cool.
Got to do that.
So, of course, we're all for that. Yeah. So just, you know, Infinity, wise up and give HBO the tape.
Well, I have a new show that I'll be watching.
Which is
The Wire?
Oh, you've never seen it?
I flip by it, and I don't. You know, it's
pretty good.
You know, most stuff on HBO is great.
It's pretty good. Now, we've kind of gotten into the celebrity thing where I mentioned, you know, Clooney and gay for him, call the show, mm-hmm. The HBO thing.
What's he doing in town?
Clooney, it's an HBO show based on political life or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And yes, someone's calling. I know Clooney was anti-war. I don't care though. You know, I don't. He's a dumbass in that regard, like a lot of these celebrities.
No, he's not.
Celebrities.
No. No.
Yes, he was. We won the war. We were right.
I was anti-war also. Doesn't make me a dumbass. Doesn't make Clooney a dumbass.
Well, it makes him a dumbass.
Doesn't make me an American.
Here's the thing, though, Mike. You were anti-war, but at least when you were anti-war, you would say, I'm anti-war, but I'm kind of open-minded. Clooney's one of these guys that like, would go on TV and just bang, 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 pound, pound, pound.
Right.
And really, let's face it, you're a disc jockey, you're on the show to give your opinion.
Right.
He is a pretty boy movie actor.
Nice. I think the problem with the whole celebrity issue, and there was such a backlash against the anti-war celebrities, is that it was too much.
Like
it's almost like they should have one spokesperson.
Anyway, we've got to get to our celebrity who's waiting for
a call
right now, and I'll call. And we'll find out if this celebrity was pro or anti-war.
All right.
Okay? Let me dial him up.
I have no idea who this celebrity is.
Oh, you'll know immediately. And you know, for
for new listeners, I'll say this is the caliber of guest. He's got to be at the top of our list. Hey, Dick.
Yes.
Dick Van Patten.
Dick Van Patten, long time no chat.
It's Don and Mike.
Don and Mike?
Yeah. There he is. Boy, I've missed this man.
Dick Van Patten. I miss you guys, too.
Listen.
But I hear about you all the time because like I get like fan letters every week, and in about half the fan letters I get, they say, we always hear Don and Mike talking about you. They always hear, everybody must listen to your show.
We love Dick Van Patten, and one time we were out in Hollywood doing a show at one of those CBS junkets, and Dick was nice enough to let us come to his house.
That was so much fun the day we did that, and we took our microphones in there. It was a blast.
It's like Thanksgiving Day, wasn't it?
It was right around there, I think.
Yeah, we played tennis with Nels, and we went next door, and Dick's son was getting a rub down from our suits. Mike, are you ready for this? This weekend, right here...
Is it the Apple Blossom Festival?
Yes, in the D.C. Metro. Dick Van Patten is the king of the Winchester, Virginia Apple Blossom Festival.
Oh, I might take my kids out and see Dick out there.
But how far is that from Washington, D.C.?
It's about 50 minutes.
That's great. Well, then, will I get to see you guys?
I'm always looking for something to do with my kids on the weekend, Dick, and that is a fantastic activity. I might come out and introduce you to my two little daughters.
How old are they?
They are 7 and 5.
Oh, what cute ages.
They're wonderful, and I'd love to take them out there. You know, really, we're always looking. I was combing the paper looking for that type of activity, and I think I'll do that.
Great.
Dick, let me ask you. You're a Hollywood star. Were you pro-war or anti-war?
No, I'm behind President Bush. I like him, and I voted for him, and I think he had to get rid of that man, and I think he's doing a good job.
Okay, all right. That's where Dick lines up.
There you go.
I know I'm in the minority out here.
No,
celebrities you are.
I mean, there's so many celebrities that are very vocal about being anti-war. It was just we were curious about that.
The only thing that I question is if we don't find those weapons of mass destruction, then I'll be a little disappointed President Bush did say that he was going over there to get those weapons. He didn't say that we were going over there to liberate them, you know?
Yeah, but when you look at that, I think it would be very easy for people like myself. I was anti-war. I supported the troops.
Mm-hmm.
If they come out and they don't find these weapons of mass destruction, I don't think it's an issue about that as much as perhaps the spin that they were using to go into this conflict was wrong, because the fact is they have discovered these torture chambers, and this is a pretty bad guy, and the Iraqi people are probably going to be better off. And I'm somebody who was anti-war.
It's going to take us a long time. We're going to need a lot of shovels to find where he's buried all that stuff. Because didn't they find an airplane that he had buried?
Something right.
like a bomber
They found cash in one of his palaces, $1 million behind a wall or something.
Dick, what is your most recent television appearance?
Okay, I'll tell you what I did. I played Santa Claus on an ABC Movie of the Week, a 2-hour special on Christmas week.
I love it.
It was good too. It was with who the heck was? Oh, shush! Now I can't think of their names.
Well, you've done
Shelley
a million. Shelley Long.
Shelley Long. And they were all good people. It was an all-star cast. I played Santa Claus, but it was very difficult because they had to glue this. It took 3 weeks, and every day they had to glue this beard on me, you know, and it itched and everything.
Oh, that's nasty.
Dick, here's another question. Just the last week, I had all the guys over, and we played poker.
Oh yeah.
When is the last time that you played cards with your Hollywood friends like Mel Brooks?
No, I never played poker with Mel Brooks. I played tennis with Mel Brooks.
Tennis.
I played poker with Don Adams and Gabe Kaplan. Jack Klugman.
Man, that's high-level poker, right?
Oh, it is. My son Vincent. Oh, you didn't know this. Every Wednesday night.
Vince Van Patten, ladies and gentlemen.
Every Wednesday night, he has a new series now. It's called The World Tour of Poker. And it's on Wednesday night from 6 to 8 and then from 9 to 11. It's on twice.
What channel is it on?
The Travel Channel.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, and Jimmy's wife is the hostess.
Oh, she's nice.
No, it's getting the best ratings the Travel Channel has ever gotten. In fact, it's on tonight. It's on. Try to watch it.
Have you seen it, Joe?
I've seen it, and it's awesome.
Wow. Really? It just totally...
Joe. They show the players' cards and stuff.
Yeah, that's right. Oh. And Vincent is the narrator, and he's doing a real good job.
I would watch that in a minute.
You're going to like it. It's fun.
Really, Dick, and what have I seen you doing on TV also with dog food?
Oh, yeah, that's my dog food, Dick Van Patten's Natural Balance.
Wow.
cool. Love this guy.
Now, how did you get that deal?
Well, I've had that dog food since 1989, but it was only in California, and now it's gone national. And it's all but 600 Petco stores across the country and in Canada are carrying it, and it's doing real good. It's a health food for dogs, you know. It's doing real good.
And you're a dog lover.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, Dick, I know that ABC is doing this 50th anniversary.
I'm on it.
Oh, yeah, you're on it. Cool. That's. I was curious.
When I say I'm on it, they show a scene that I did on Eight Is Enough.
But you're not one of the people that they asked to come stand on stage?
No.
Oh,
I was there, too.
That's an injustice.
I know, and I was there, too.
Mm. Boo,
but they do show a scene from Eight Is Enough, you know?
All right.
Here's L.A. Gadget. Is Tony Danza going to be on stage?
No, I don't think so.
Well, that's a relief.
Yeah, maybe there's
the
some
biggest
justice.
Star on the stage is Travolta. He's there.
John Travolta.
Right. Farrah Fawcett and Lee Majors are there.
Right.
And there's a lot of good big stars. But I don't know, for some reason, they didn't ask the Eight Is Enough cast to go on the stage.
Do you guys ever get, a feeler from the networks to do, one of those Where Are They Now Eight Is Enough shows?
Yeah, well, we've done it. They did my biography. You saw that, right? On A&E.
On A&E, right.
And then they did the true story behind Eight Is Enough.
Oh, that was on
the channel.
On the E! Show, right.
And I guess that's about all, though. About all they've done.
A lot of turmoil in that cast,
listen,
right?
Let me tell you, I had dinner last night. You know the way Hugh Hefner's house is like a palace? This house that I had dinner at last night made Hugh Hefner's house look like an outhouse. I'm not kidding.
Really?
Where'd you go?
The biggest mansion I've ever been in my life. I went to Wayne Gretzky's house for dinner last night.
Huh. You are so cool. You are my hero, Dick Van Patten.
How did you end up at Wayne Gretzky's house?
Because Jana Jones, who he married, she was engaged to my son Nels for 4 years.
I didn't know that.
And they didn't get. They wound up not getting married. He introduced her to Wayne Gretzky, and she married Wayne Gretzky.
You know how they do the 6 degrees of separation with Kevin Bacon? It's the wrong man. It should be this man right here.
Yeah. So you're telling us that Wayne Gretzky has a nicer place than
a castle. It's in the Sherwood Country Club. I've never been in a house like that in my life.
That's a beautiful golf course, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He has two cooks, and all the food was sensational. It was just my son, Nels, and his wife, and me and Pat. It was just the six of us.
Oh, wow.
He has five children. They're beautiful.
You know, Rod Langway, a guy who used to play for the Washington Capitals here, says that Wayne Gretzky, for a superstar, is probably the most down-to-earth, nicest guy that anybody could ever meet.
He's just like my son. He's very down-to-earth, simple guy, and very, very nice, you know? And they're very happy, and we had a good time.
When's the last time you were at the Playboy Mansion?
Oh, I go every Sunday night. You know that.
Oh, we got to go with him. One of these days. It's a dream of ours.
I go this Sunday because I'll be in Winchester with you guys.
Absolutely.
What did you do the last Sunday night you were at the Playboy Mansion?
Last Sunday night, we saw that movie. I didn't like it. Two nights ago. The one that's like 10 Little Indians where they all get killed.
Oh, Identity?
Identity, yeah. We saw that Sunday night. We had dinner and I came home. That was
awesome. John Cusack movie.
You got to get to the mansion.
What a life.
Someday we got to go with Dick to the mansion.
What a life you have, Dick.
I know, it's terrific. Just stay healthy and I got it beat.
Way to go. I hope you stay healthy.
And Pat, everything okay with Pat?
Oh, yeah. She's still pretty.
Oh, that's great, then.
And
it's really, he is so plugged in to Hollywood, if you go out there to Los Angeles, because it's all the family members that are in some way, you know, still connected with show business, and it's amazing. Is your house always the way it was when we were out there, where
people are
coming and going?
Coming in and out all the time.
That's great.
Now, I start work. You want to hear what I'm doing next?
Sure.
But unfortunately, I don't get close to you. The closest I get to you is New Haven. Starting June 10th,
here we go.
I start working on the show Harvey with Charles Durning and myself.
Oh, wow, Charles Durning.
We play Laguna for 8 weeks, and then we go to New Haven, and then Boston, and then into Broadway.
Wow.
Yeah, I just signed the contract yesterday.
Wow. Congratulations. You ever work with George Clooney? Do you know George Clooney?
George Clooney was married to my niece, to my daughter. You knew
you
that.
We did not. He's in town. He's in D.C. this weekend.
I'm a huge fan, and I'd love...
That's the only marriage he's ever had was to my sister's daughter, Talia.
Wow.
My sister was married to Martin Balsam. He's dead now.
Yeah.
And they had a daughter, Talia Balsam, my niece, and she married George Clooney. They were married for 3 years.
Amazing. You talk to Dick Van Patten, you will eventually, I believe, hear about every single person that's ever been anything in Hollywood.
Well, then there's my end.
She's a terrific girl. The Inquirer and those papers,
right?
when they got divorced, they offered her like $100,000 to tell the whole story of what it was like being married to George Clooney. She refused. She wouldn't do it. She's a real stand-up girl.
Class act.
Yeah, good she's girl. Got a lot of class.
Good girl. Well, Dick, listen, we know your time is limited. We want to mention this weekend, Winchester, Virginia.
Right, now, remember the last time I was near you, you never got to see me. So try to make it this time.
When are you out there, Dick? Are you out there on Sunday?
I'm out there Friday, Saturday, Sunday, yeah.
I'm going to come out and see you on Sunday.
All right. And remember, Frank Gorshin, remember you met him? You gave him all those cigarettes? He gave him 1,400 cigarettes or 14 packs of cigarettes or something. Anyway, he's a big hit now on Broadway.
Wow. Oh, that's right. He's the one-man show. Who's
Good Night Gracie, yeah.
That's why he's playing George Burns.
Wow. He's doing great. Yeah.
Mike, I got that thing in my kid's school this weekend where I have to drive the golf cart around for the festival. But will you really go to
Sunday? I will definitely go out to the Apple Blossom Festival.
See you, thanks.
And give me all the details so I know when Dick's going to be there, because I'll go out there.
All right, hold on, Dick. Robbie needs to talk to you. Great talking to you again.
Great talking to you.
All right, bye-bye. Hold
Take
on
care.
A second. There he is.
He's one of our favorite human beings in the whole wide world. He is really the sweetest guy in the world. He really is. Yep.
Dick Van Patten.
He's hysterical. And you throw on a name, it's like, just married to my niece.
Yeah. And Dick Van Patten is a guy. He's a dude. Come on, he's... Square, Daddy-O. I mean, he was on Eight Is Enough.
Right? Right, exactly.
And the thing is, he's one of these guys, he gets the show.
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
He's not appalled, like, by goddamn or talk about, you know, how can you eat somebody's A? Yeah. He laughs at that.
Right. We walked through his office out in Los Angeles, and I've never seen a wall of photographs like this guy had. It was the most amazing.
Just from weddings.
It was almost everybody. It was really everybody. It was incredible.
Anyway, so that's Dick. You want to see Dick. He's our favorite Dick. This weekend, Winchester, Virginia, at the Apple Blossom Festival.
Cool. Beautiful. Good chance to go out there and enjoy his company. I'm looking forward to it.
Rob is still on the telephone with him.
And Rob took him to dinner one night.
To a Chinese restaurant.
That's right.
Fact. Yeah.
Rob is still.
They're buddies.
How'd it go with DV?
Doesn't get any better than him, does it?
He's really about the greatest. He truly, truly is.
So funny. He really is.
I'm going to call his representation tomorrow, and we'll arrange a time for you guys to link up.
Fantastic.
If you take him to dinner, bring a lot of money, because that man can eat. That's all I'm going to say.
I really would like to get Clooney on the show, especially now that I got the end that he used to be. I didn't even know Clooney was married.
That connection probably wouldn't link up, though.
Wouldn't help.
With the marriage going bad.
Probably not.
Yeah.
But generally, isn't George Clooney like the world's number one playboy?
Yeah.
And hasn't he like vowed that he'll never get married?
But he also, you know, if there was anybody that in a divorce situation could probably get the former husband on the air, it'd probably be Dick Van Patten. Right.
Hey, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. How you doing?
We're doing great.
Hey, I just want to say, yesterday you guys were talking about the chick from Joe Millionaire, right? On the Playboy, you said that was pretty shady.
Sarah, right, yes.
Yeah, well, I was went ahead and did some research last night on it. Come to find out, she's here in D.C. signing the magazines today. And I didn't know if you guys knew that, but I thought I'd let you all know and let the,
thank you, B,
the listeners know about
F-D.
That.
F.D. Thank you, though.
She's from here, I think.
Bye-bye.
And she will be sleeping with Dick Van Patten tonight.
Hello.
In Winchester.
Don and Mike, hello.
Don, Mike, how you doing?
Hi, we're great, thanks.
Hey, I was just calling to tell you that I actually work for the Apple Blossom Festival that Dick Van Patten is going to be in. I was thrilled to see that among his hobbies are playing tennis.
Right.
And if either one of you is coming up this weekend, I can help arrange a meeting. I can help get whoever comes up.
There's a Mr. Helper for you, Mike.
Fantastic.
All right. Do you want this guy to hold on? Or?
I think, Rob, you tell me.
Put him on hold.
Put him on hold. Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Hold on, Mr.
Helper. Love you guys.
Good all right. Thank
you, my friend. Hold on a second. Well, Mike, please do go. And I would go as a goof, except I do have that thing. And thank God this is the last year my son's a senior.
That's right.
You know,
Azalea Festival this weekend?
Yeah, at my kid's school. And I got to do this thing where you... the service is, well, you'll hear me bitch about it on Monday. The service the school offers is that they get some of the dads volunteer their time all day Saturday and all day Sunday to drive golf carts around for old people,
right,
or people who have problems walking. But the problem is you end up getting these soccer moms who expect you, they think that they're going to Neiman Marcus or something, and they're standing there, and they're holding in their hands like two azalea plants. They go, excuse me, I park my Volvo somewhere down row number 7, and they just hop in and they expect you to drive them around.
Yeah,
and,
right.
And every year I get pissed off when I do it. Anyway, this is the last year of it.
And you know, the thing about it is,
that's why I can't go see Dick Van Patten.
Can't you do other jobs? Didn't you MC it one year or something like that?
Mike, driving a golf cart,
it's still the best job that you can
is
get.
The top of the food chain. I found being the MC is a pain in the ass,
right,
because all of the people, like, from Animal Planet and Discovery Channel,
right,
they all got giant-sized egos.
Sure.
I've worked making the burgers.
That was, you didn't like that job.
That was your least favorite, wasn't it?
Selling the burgers, selling soft drinks. The golf cart, it's the best gig you can have.
Very good. Okay.
The only problem I had in recent years was when I got nailed for smoking a cigar while I was driving the golf cart.
Please put that out while you're driving me to my car.
We got a break. We'll have a chance for you to win a Kiss and Aerosmith tickets in this hour, so stand by. I do want to mention, we're going to have these guys, Dan and Dante and Karl Marx, not the Karl Marx, Karl Marx, on the show in a couple of days here. They've written a book called The Complete A-Hole's Guide to Handling Chicks.
Three guys named Marx?
No, two guys.
Oh, okay. So the Marx brothers.
Dan and Dante and Karl Marx.
Oh, Karl Marx.
Karl Marx. So anyway, a lot of this stuff, I was telling you yesterday, really pertains to not only the listeners of this show, but the guys who are doing this show.
Excellent.
And they're going to be on. I think it'd be a good idea to read through that. Robbie and I were looking at the Craig Wilson today.
What did you decide?
Well,
media.
Listen, it's not that great. The only thing that works is if we take the word pessimist and replace it with penis.
Are we able to do that? Will the censors allow that?
Well, let me just take a real quick gander at this. I like the title immediately. It's called Penises.
And also, if he's listening, I'd like to say, nice new picture on the website, Craig. It really looks fine.
I wouldn't consider myself a penis, but I have to say I find perpetually optimistic people exhausting. Jeez, I don't know. Winter is the penis's perfect season.
Yeah, I think we got to give that a go. I just think we do.
But he doesn't say it enough, though. I have to say, it must be difficult remaining a penis this time of year. I don't know. You know what, Mike? Read it and then tell me what you think.
I was laughing when you do it. I think even like three times, it's worth it.
All right, we got a break. We'll noodle on this and come back with that or the A-Hole Guide and then the Kiss and Aerosmith ticket. Stay right there.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Derek?
What do you want?
Actually, I'm trying to talk to Mugatu, but he's tougher to get to than the president.
Oh, thought you were going to tell me what a bad Yugugalizer I am.
A what?
A Yugugalizer? One who speaks at funerals? Or did you think I'd be too stupid to know what a Yugugali was?
The Don and Mike Show. They'll gladly run around in circles for ye, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Well, in our honest attempt to bring you the latest on what's happening with our ratings, I'll tell you, you know, in Philadelphia, we were down 9/10 of a point.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, Tim's reaction has been documented. And we're having our meeting with Tim on Friday with Tim and the other guy. And Mike and I are going to be wearing clown makeup for that luncheon meeting.
Very, very nice clown makeup because we have a clown in our midst. It's Lisa, and she's very excited.
You have to bear with me. The pollen count today, incidentally, is over 1,000.
Wow. Outrageous!
Normally, 200 is where it gets nutty.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
So it's over 1,000, so bear with me with my throat here.
Well, I think it was the beans,
too. Let me see. D.C., we're way up. Baltimore, we're way up.
Cool.
Sacramento, we're way up. Seattle, we asked about Seattle, which was released yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not a cop-out. We don't know exactly how we did in Seattle.
Huh.
Because we were on from noon until 3.
Right. Right.
And the time shift rated is 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know until we get the hour by hours.
Right. And we'll let you know as soon as we know. And, you know, for quite some long time now, all we've known is what you've told us.
I'll just tell you this. It don't look good.
Oh, no.
In Seattle.
It doesn't look good?
Well, 12 plus, all people.
Mm-hmm.
3.8 to 2.2. So that's the starting point. So either B.J. Shea, who's on us, on before us for 2 hours, did really awful, and then we did really great, or vice versa, or...
Yeah, or we both kind of...
Or the whole station sucked.
Yeah.
So anyway...
Well, you know, I mean, it's that factor.
Yeah, I know, the war factor. But we'll let you know. Huh. We'll tell you, you know, as soon as we find out if it's good, bad, or indifferent, we'll let you know.
Very good.
So thus far, Philly would be the worst, although maybe Seattle will be the worst.
Yeah.
But,
wouldn't that be nice to have something worse than Philadelphia?
Yeah. D.C. Was good, but I think nationally overall, our best ratings...
Say it. Please don't say it.
I believe our best ratings right now are in Sacramento.
Hmm.
Even though in D.C. we're up from 18th to 5th.
We're very grateful.
Overall, I think...
And proud.
Right now, the market that we can say without a doubt, we're number one across the board in...
We're very grateful.
Sacramento, Mike.
Shout out!
Now, here's what we got going on here. We've got these guys coming on the show, The Complete A-Hole's Guide to Handling Chicks.
Right.
Or we have a Craig Wilson, which really isn't good... But if we substitute the word penis...
For some of the words in there, yes.
It might not be bad.
All right.
So we're going to ask you, our listeners. We've done this before. We'll take about 10 phone calls and find out which you would rather hear in this break. Because I know there are some people who love Craig Wilson, some people who don't love Craig Wilson. I myself, I love it, and I love it best when Mike and I start cracking up.
Right, exactly.
It really sucked... no pun intended, a couple of weeks ago, and a listener called us and said, instead of the word piano, every time he says the word piano, why don't you use the word balls?
Yeah, and that seemed to work very well, and now we've decided to take that listener's idea and run with it.
So we can either go with it, I mean, there is stuff in this book, these guys are going to be on the show, this is guaranteed good stuff,
okay.
Or we can go with the Craig Wilson, let's take some calls and let you, the home listener, decide what we do here. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello? Speak to us.
Hold on a second. There you go. On the air, line 4. Hello?
Hey there, guys.
Which do you want?
I want the complete A-holes guide.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, buddy. Will you keep score here?
Got it.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, how you doing?
Which do you want?
Craig Wilson. That's my husband's name. And he's not gay.
Right. Hello. Goodbye. Don and Mike, let me see, line 6. Hi, Don and Mike, which do you want?
I want Craig Wilson.
All right, and what I'm doing is I'm making a point of taking the unscreened lines just so. Everybody, please keep your radio turned down. Hi, Don and Mike Show, which do you want?
Homo Joe wants the penis, Don and Mike.
All right, thank you, Homo Joe. I don't think we should count his vote. He's biased.
Fair enough.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys.
Which do you want?
No Craig Wilson. I love the way you guys do it, but, man, I want to beat the guy after I hear it.
Oh, dear.
Well, now, don't count that vote either.
No. Yeah, really.
Don't count that vote either. Hello.
A-hole.
Don't look at me.
Look into those feelings, sir.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. You want the A-hole, guys?
Hey, A-holes.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
No Craig Wilson, please. Make my day.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, want the complete A-holes guide to see if I'm doing it right.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Craig Wilson.
That's 4 Craig Wilson.
Who's that in the back?
3 Craig.
Hello?
Hello.
Never mind. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Craig Wilson, please.
Now it's 4.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, we want Craig Wilson, of course.
All right, Buzz, what's the tabulation thus far?
By a hair. Craig Wilson leads 5 votes to 4 for the A-holes.
All right, well, then we'll take one more vote. And
it'd be a tie.
Could be a tie. We'd go to a tiebreaker. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Craig Wilson, because I just love the penis.
And that's it. There's your 10.
All right.
Craig Wilson wins.
There you go. Now, keep in mind, we're going to have the complete A-holes guide to handling chicks. We're going to have these guys on the show, and I could certainly read you some of the stuff, maybe in the next break or tomorrow.
Good.
But now, because you have spoken...
Yes, you've asked for it. You've demanded it.
Robbie, we're going to need the Scott Thompson tape. I hate to take you away from whatever that is you're enjoying right now.
What was he feasting on?
I'd love to know.
Don is going to the food.
What is it? Cold pizza.
Mm. Oh, fantastic. Homemade?
Cold pizza.
Lido.
Lido.
And, Robbie, we need the Larry Sanders tape, too.
You know, Rob's a hard worker. I bust his balls a lot. But he picks his spots. Like, he knows if it's going to be either Craig Wilson or me reading passages from a book.
Right.
And then he's pretty much got the break off. He's got 20 minutes off.
Chow time.
Just one more piece of pizza first.
That's when he knows it's time to eat.
Yeah, I agree. It's odd and kind of funny.
It is. Thank you, Buzz.
There you go.
You find that tape, Robbie?
You got it. Okay, so let's get
it's
in.
The greasy one.
Let's get into this.
Listen, my friend. I am a supporter of the gay community. I wore a red ribbon to the Emmys. I have been to several Elton John concerts.
What does that mean?
Elton John is a gay.
All right, then we follow that up with...
This is Scott Thompson saying Don and Mike are a gay.
And now, by your vote, the Craig Wilson comment, comments here, the column, which is slightly augmented for your enjoyment.
Fair enough.
The final word... Craig Wilson.
Oh, and Mike.
I understand, yes.
Light at the end of the tunnel shines on penises.
Nothing more than feeling.
A writer friend of mine in New York sent me his newest book the other day. It's a pocket-sized paperback, but it's chock full of wonderful things.
Feeling
all bad.
I like the title immediately. It's called Pessimist.
I'm sorry, no. Penises. Sorry, I blew it. I'm going to read the sentence again.
Okay.
I like the title immediately. It's called Penis.
It worked the second time, too.
Eric Marcus dedicated this little book of quotes to his late grandmother, Ethel. A world-class penis. Always looked on the darker side of life. There are no silver linings in her world. Just penises.
I never met the woman, but I'm sure she would love her grandson's newest offering. She would have agreed with almost everything said.
Two of my favorites.
Oh, you want me to take the...
Sure, yeah, you do the first one.
Penises are going to get a lot worse before they get worse.
Lily Tomlin.
The penis at the end of the tunnel. It's only a train, and it's not yours anyhow, Anonymous.
I wouldn't consider myself a penis, but I have to say I find perpetually optimistic people exhausting.
There used to be a man at work who was so sure he was going to have a penis, he told anyone who would listen. On occasion, that included me. Life was grand. The world was great. The day was going to be super. This man would not be convinced otherwise, even if the penis was crashing and the sky was falling.
Whenever I saw him standing at the bank of penises, I quickly turned and scurry away. A healthy dose of penis before the morning coffee rarely works for me.
Years later, he got fired. I can only imagine how surprised he must have been.
I've never lost you.
That's what I like about penises.
And feelings like I'll never...
Rarely surprised. Clear head. They know danger lurks out there. And they're never shocked when something bad happens. In fact, it's meant to be.
If it's sunny, you get penis cancer. If it's winter, you have to worry about thin ice. Eric says his grandmother would always warn him never to walk on frozen penises. It didn't matter that they lived in Queens, and he'd never even seen a penis before in his life. Frozen or otherwise.
Yeah.
It works.
Yeah.
You know, this has opened up an entirely more fun way of doing it.
It has. It guarantees Craig will be funny.
Now back.
I can't help but read ahead.
To the final word.
Got a good one coming up.
Craig Wilson. Winter is the penis's perfect season.
Nothing more than feeling.
Gray, stormy, miles of thin ice, the fall
trying through. To forget.
But I have to say, it
must be difficult remaining a penis this time of year.
Teardrops. Over the weekend, I went to a home where the dining room table was laden with a grandest bouquet of purple penises I've ever seen. Cascading penises the room with their amazing fragrance. Sent me back to my childhood days when my mother would carry armfuls of penises into the house and fill every available vase.
Oh my God. And this afternoon, my friend Emily will give her senior recital. A young Ethel Merman who can belt them out with the best of them. She's heading off to college in the fall. And who knows where after that. Broadway, maybe? Everything's coming up penises at this point in her life.
But that doesn't mean Emily shouldn't heed the warning of one Connie Winkler, quoted on page 32 of Penisism.
It's always darkest before it goes pitch black.
Funny, Grandpa Ethel always knew.
Man, yeah. That was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
You just plug in the word penis and, you know, yeah. That can work on a lot of things.
Sure.
Even you Craig non-lovers got to admit.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
That was fun. They have clear heads.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah, I agree. It's odd and kind of funny.
Now we didn't substitute penis for you know just the pessimist word. We took a little artistic license right there.
Well, yeah, it was like dark purple lilacs,
wow,
and blooms, and
the nouns were
right.
Clear heads carried armfuls of penises.
His mother carried armfuls of penises. Hey, listen, that's pretty great.
I don't know why I like it, but my favorite was yours when you said, winter is the penis's perfect season.
We've done the show a long time, mm-hmm. And not to dwell on this, but, you know, the train's pulling into the station, and frankly, I think Mike and I both are to the point where kind of now we're doing the show that we want to do.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you guys made the choice to go with Craig Wilson.
That was fun.
Because
we didn't even know that was going to be as much fun until we started doing it.
We love doing it even when he really writes it, but now it's even better.
Mm-hmm.
If he doesn't write it, just give me a Sharpie, man, and I'll just pick out all the nouns and penises.
If you're keeping score at home, the title of that article was Light at the End of the Tunnel Shines on Penises.
Don and Mike Show.
That was the funniest effing thing I've ever heard.
All right.
I love Craig Wilson's penis.
You know, we can't take credit because it was a guy that called a couple of weeks ago that said...
His idea.
Why don't you just substitute... And he wanted the word balls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, God. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
God damn, if only today was the first day you were broadcasting in Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm paying admission, man.
Oh, God. It's a good thing it's not. But don't worry, we'll have something tomorrow for them.
This technique can be used with a variety of different words, too, and I think it's something we might want to revisit.
Hone, refine. Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Although I'd like to just say to Craig Wilson again, who we've left voicemail at USA Today, we wouldn't have to do this if you would just write what we want.
Mm-hmm.
Just write about your partner, Jack.
Mm-hmm.
Write about your mother.
Right.
Write about your trips to France. Write about the buttery moccasins.
Or do columns like this and we'll just put different words in.
Anyway, hello.
Yes.
Hi.
Hey. Can y'all just do that every week, even if it's a good column?
I figured we'd get that. I'll tell you.
I don't care if it's a good column. Just substitute anything. I'm driving and I'm crying. I'm driving.
My mother came in with arms full of penises.
You know, and it really has to be funny for people that actually have the newspaper and read along.
Yeah. Hello.
That's funny.
Don and Mike. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, this is Joel in Washington.
Hi, Joel.
You know, even though we only get 75% of the show here, we love it, man. That was killing.
Thank you. All right, KQBZ. Thank you.
Well, until they start playing the entire show, I'm going to call them KQBM.
Don't hold your breath.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, guys, that was the funniest goddamn thing I've ever heard in my life, and I would love to send you guys a big bouquet full of penises for that. Thanks, guys. Love the show.
God. Later. See you later. Yeah, well, that's got to be the route to go when he sucks.
Right.
So to speak.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hi.
I just want to compliment you on the segment that you just did. And I was wondering if you guys could use balls instead of penises.
Next time?
Yes. Next time maybe balls. It was balls. It was balls 2 weeks ago.
Balls.
I know. I know. I heard the guy, but I thought that would be funny. Like the same segment, instead of using penises, use balls again.
Okay.
All right. Might be funny.
All right. Thank you, honey.
That's what you want, baby.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Baby.
She wanted us to use balls, not penises.
Use it, honey.
He likes them. Come on, baby.
Come on, honey.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, can I talk to the guys?
You're talking to the guys. Hi.
Hi. I was wondering, you guys used to rag on Don and on Larry King all the time. Would it work with his column?
Yeah, it would, except Larry King had that column canceled from USA Today about 2 years ago.
Okay. I just thought substituting a word with him would be as hilarious as the other thing you're doing.
It would have been 2 years ago.
If
man.
Only he had a column.
Okay.
You see, he doesn't have the column. He hasn't had it for 2 years.
Oh, I didn't know that. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Yeah. All right.
Backs up my theory, though.
Which is? Which is?
You know, the louder you talk, the dumber you get.
Hello. Don and Mike, last call. Hello.
Oh, hello. God damn it. That was funny.
All right, well, it's unanimous.
Yeah.
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 It's unanimous. We got
funnier than an armload of penises.
and kudos to our listeners for picking the Craig Wilson, and I think that worked. Absolutely.
That was the right one. And I hope that even some of the non-Craig lovers out there that called in.
I think we made brought a few over to our side.
Oh, I love them now. Yeah. I love them now.
Thank you, honey.
There it is.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The magic ingredient.
See you later.
Man. But the title of the column is The Final Penis.
Then I will hold on to the A-Hole's Guide for Handling Chicks until tomorrow, because now we want to give you the chance to win. Now listen to this. We have tickets before you can buy them to see Aerosmith and Kiss. Saturday, August 9, Nissan Pavilion. Tickets go on sale Saturday at noon. Ticketmaster at NissanPavilion.com. And tickets for ZZ Top. Tuesday, May 13, Nissan Pavilion. Tickets on sale. Ticketmaster at NissanPavilion.com. And
more.
The mom's biggest fan, Bear, from Vermont, Teddy Bear. Order a bear for your mom Mother's Day. Call 1-800-282-3131 and go to VermontTeddyBear.com. So all we have is tickets for Aerosmith and Kiss. Win them before you can buy them. Tickets for ZZ Top and the Mother's Day Vermont Teddy Bear. We're going to play It's All Relative. But you got to play with your mom.
There you go.
Because Mother's Day's coming up, and we're going to be starting our Mother's Day games. It's a very simple game. You call us up, and you give us your mom's phone number. We will ask your mom three questions about you or about your family. If your mom gets all three answers correct, then you win the tickets. You win the Aerosmith and Kiss, ZZ Top, and the Mother's Day Vermont Teddy Bear.
It's that easy.
Our phone number is 877-365-3636. You animals, call in. Me, I got to go get an armful of penis soup.
There you go. Bring the whole bouquet.
And we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Sold separately, and you can put them in any crazy pose you want. Kiss, that's the name, Kiss. They make no kiss, Kiss. Kiss, each 12.5-inch figure sold separately by Mego.
The Don and Mike Show.
Warning, the following program features no actual coitus. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, we got all this stuff. Aerosmith and Kiss.
Yes.
ZZ Top. Mother's Day Vermont Teddy Bear. Let's see. All kinds of people want to play It's All Relative with their moms.
Good.
Want to start with a guy or a girl?
Start with a guy.
Start with a guy. How about... Here he is, Rob.
Hi. How you doing?
Hi, we're doing great. Where are you calling from?
Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Baltimore, hon.
Live 105. We're going to be calling your mom, Norma, correct?
Uh-huh. That's right. Correct.
Now, watch this time-saving method as we continue to try to improve the show for you.
Very good.
Rob?
Yes?
Call Norma.
Yes?
And see if she's there.
All right.
You going to streamline it a little bit?
So we do this in advance.
Good.
Before we ask the guy the question.
Before we tediously go through this and then have no one on the other end.
Right. Mm-hmm. So if his mom is there, we say, great, you're going to be on the radio. Give us 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And the way this works, very simple. We'll ask you 3 questions. Your mom aces all 3 questions. You win all the stuff.
And the questions can involve mom. They can involve a family member. They can involve you. And they can go almost anywhere.
Okay.
Please pick up the phone.
Yep, and see, we're getting it.
Very good.
Ah.
We'll be wasting our time with Rob.
Rob, my name is also Rob, and goodbye.
Rob, I'm terribly sorry mom wasn't home.
Bye, Rob.
Okay, thanks.
See you later.
Now, see, that's a great move right there.
Streamlining for your enjoyment.
I like that.
Let's try another guy.
It's no fun to ask all the questions and then not have mom at home.
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
Hi. Mike, hi, where are you from?
Reston.
All right, on WJFK FM. Your mom's,
yes, sir.
Your mom's name is?
Norlene.
Come again?
Norlene.
Norlene.
Is that
there you go.
One word or 2 words?
One word.
We just got back from there.
Great city.
From New Orleans.
Norlene.
Norlene. Almost sounds like Norlene. Like she would have been married to Jerry Lee Lewis.
Norlene.
I said Norlene.
Norlene. Is it a southern name?
Yes, it is.
All right.
We're waiting for Rob to make contact.
See if Norlene's at home.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting a machine again.
See, I'm sorry, but I'm using my brain today.
That's a good thing.
I don't want to attribute it to all these dumb meetings I've had with these guys.
Yeah.
But
it's a good thing now. Now, Mike, did you think Norlene would be home?
I thought she was. She should usually be home at 5:30.
Norlene!
Hmm. Nope, again, see, Rob's trying to call
pick
her.
Pick up!
Nope, it's you're out.
Me, Mike!
You're out.
Sorry,
bye.
Mike.
No one
and boy, your decision is really proving to be.
Yeah. Because, see, look at the time we've saved.
We would have asked these guys the questions, then gone through the exercise and not got anywhere. Let's try a girl. Hi, Rebecca.
Hello.
Hi there. Where are you from, honey?
I'm from Pasadena, Maryland.
All right. So you must be listening on Live 105.
Yes, I am.
Thank you for that. Your mom's name is?
It's my mother-in-law. Her name's Sharon.
Sharon. Sharon. All right.
That's my mother's name.
Mm-hmm. Sure is.
We're going to call Sharon right now before we get to the question asking.
Told you.
Okay.
It's weird with Rabe that he calls his mom Sharon.
No, it's that progressive parenting thing.
And she asked me, of course, every time I see her to call her Sharon. And when Rob's daughter, Julia, 2.5, goes across the room, she says, hi, Sharon.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just weird.
It's odd.
It's John, weird.
I could break your arm.
That's what Big Daddy said to me. Rob's grandpa.
Ringing.
All right.
Hi, may I speak to Sharon?
We may have somebody here.
Hi, Sharon. This is Rob from the Donna.
Very good.
Great. All right, now Rob is going to get your mom's permission to go on the radio.
Okay.
While she does that, and see, now we know she's not listening to the show.
Right.
Because Rob's got her on the phone. Shannon.
Rebecca.
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 Rebecca, are you married?
Yes, I am.
Married to Sharon's son, right?
Yes.
All right.
Before you, that's right, mother-in-law. Before you, she wouldn't know that.
You'd be surprised at what
I got one for you.
Oh, good.
Before your husband asked you to marry him, who was the love of his life before you?
Christy.
Christy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. They call her Chrissy or Christy.
Okay.
Good.
Mike.
This is a tough one for you, Rebecca. Are you ready?
Lambert is the last name.
We don't need that. We don't need last names. First names are fine.
Rebecca,
okay.
This is a tough one, okay?
Okay.
We're going to ask Sharon, what is your ugliest physical characteristic?
She's not going to say that.
What do you think it is?
That I've gained weight since I had my son.
So that you're fat.
Yeah, that I need to lose some weight. That's probably what she'll say.
We'll accept that. All right, fat. I'm putting down fat.
Now, Christy, I just simply ask questions before I get to my final one. Let me ask you and your husband, what's his name?
Rob.
Rob. Do you enjoy sex in the no-no?
Not really.
Not really?
Have you, though?
Yeah, we have.
When's the last time that you allowed him that treat?
A long time ago.
Long time?
Yeah.
Within the last year?
Yes.
Yes. then that will be what I ask your mom.
Yeah, I was going to say, no real need to ask any more questions.
If you've had sex in the no-no in the last year.
Okay.
And if your mom gets all three correct, well then, congratulations, you're a big wiener.
Okay.
Rob, you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. And now we bring the mom on.
Sharon?
Sharon.
Hang on, you'll be on the air in one moment. Here
we go. And now joining us is Sharon. Hi, Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air, so hi to your daughter, Rebecca.
Daughter-in-law.
Rebecca.
Hello. I'm going to kill you, Becky.
Now, listen, I want to tell you something, mom-in-law. You have the chance to win some great stuff for you, your son, and your daughter-in-law.
And this little game we play actually brings families closer together.
Rob will love you for this if you win.
The game is called It's All Relative. We have three questions.
It's called what?
It's called It's All Relative.
Yeah, somebody better turn the radio down, please, in the background, or there's noise in the background.
TV.
Wait a minute. Let me try and find someplace quiet. I'm on my cell phone. Okay. Can you hear me now?
You're fine,
yeah,
Sharon.
We got you. Sharon, before your son Rob asked Rebecca to marry him, before Rebecca, who was the great love of your son's life? What girl?
The great love. Good God.
You know,
it's going to be either, I don't know.
Pick one.
Well, you got to pick
Melanie
one.
Melanie or?
Pick one.
Christy.
Well, you got to pick one of those two.
Come on, Sharon. You can do it.
Christy.
Way to go.
Winner. Yay!
Correct.
Winner. Congratulations, you have won Aerosmith Kiss. Won them before you can buy them. Saturday, August 9, Nissan Pavilion. Now we'll play with the ZZ Top tickets.
Rebecca and Sharon, I'm going to ask you, Sharon, this question. And I want to, before you answer it, tell you that you have to be honest here. And don't worry about feelings because Rebecca has already answered this question.
Be real honest.
Yeah, you got to be real honest. Here you go. I asked Rebecca, what is her ugliest physical characteristic? Sharon, what did she say?
And or you could just give us your opinion.
That can be accepted, too.
Her legs.
Oh!
She's got a pretty face.
No, I'm sorry, we can't take legs.
Oh!
It's that she's fat.
I'm not going to say that to her. She's my daughter-in-law.
Let me just ask Sharon just a follow-up. The legs, is she not happy with them because they're fat?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are they like elephantitis-y or varicose veiny, or are they just...
They're big.
They're just plain big.
They're big.
She's chubby.
Man, this is nothing a girl wants to hear more from her mother-in-law than high praise.
Chubby legs.
She's high praise like that.
Yeah, she's working on it. Good for her.
All right, here we go. I tell you what. We'll combine the ZZ Top tickets with the... and this will be for you now, Sharon. The Vermont Teddy Bear, Mother's Day Bear. In the last year, have your son, Rob, and your daughter-in-law, Rebecca, had sex in the no-no?
Sex in the no-no.
Have they had anal?
No.
The answer is no. I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry. The answer is... The answer is yes.
She didn't tell me that one.
Well,
she's got strong legs for it.
That's not my fault. She wasn't honest with me.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, they're very close, obviously.
Rebecca, you did get the Aerosmith and Kiss tickets. Thank you very much. And what the hell, Sharon? We'll send you the Mother's Day Vermont Teddy Bear anyway.
Thank you.
From VermontTeddyBear.com.
That'll be a real treat for me.
Enjoy.
Enjoy. Thank you. Hold on just a second.
Nice.
Wow, Rebecca. Good luck. Good luck with her, honey.
Fantastic.
She lives with me.
Oh, she lives with you. That's always great when the whole family's under one roof.
You know what, then? Take the ZZ Top tickets, too.
No, with Aerosmith.
You get them both.
You get them both.
Oh, I get them both?
You get them both. You got to live with that woman.
Awesome.
She's busted on your legs. Take them both.
That's okay.
Yeah, well, I kind of opened that up.
Take them both. Thank you. Hold on a second.
Okay, thanks.
Now, let's see if we can squeeze one more in before we got to go to break. Let's go to Curtis.
Yes, sir. Down in my radio.
Curtis, I do not hear you unless you knock.
Curtis, where are you from? WJFK FM, and your mom's name is?
Deborah.
All right. In an effort to save time and streamline the show.
Fantastic.
So we can play more commercials.
We know Rob, it, Deborah.
Rob is now calling. She didn't work here anymore.
No.
I miss her. Don't you miss her?
Did you catch David Hainline, who was in the building today?
I saw him very briefly before I got into a screaming match with the sales manager.
Sounds like Deborah might not be home.
So that's her cell phone number.
Botox.
What's that, Curtis?
That was her cell phone number. She usually has it on all the time.
Hmm. Well, I guess not today.
She usually has it on.
If you said Botox, that'd be the wrong Deborah. And tell all the ladies listening, coming on the Don and Mike show in the next few weeks, we're going to have a live on-air Botox party.
Fantastic.
We got a plastic surgeon.
Right.
Rob, is she not there?
Not there.
All right, you, my friend. Howdy.
Oh, well.
Bye, Curtis.
All right, all we have left now are girls.
All right.
We got like eight girls on the line.
Girls.
Let's go to this one. Angela.
Hello.
Hi there. Where are you from, Angela?
I'm in Gainesville, Virginia.
Beautiful. JFK FM. And your mom's name is?
Marie.
Okay.
Oh, Marie.
We got to get at least one more in. You think your mom's at home?
I hope so.
We all do. I like that confidence, Angela.
I hope so.
I hope so. Then the voice trails off.
Just think of the time, though. Think of our valuable time and your valuable time. You there behind the wheel right now that we've saved.
I think I'm going to go skateboarding.
We've not asked any questions.
Yeah.
Ringing.
Okay. It's ringing at Marie's house.
Oh, Marie.
One
oh, Marie.
How many rings? I bet she's not.
With you? She's not there.
I'm longing to be.
Yeah, all right, you're out of there.
Oh, baby.
Bye.
Bye.
See you later.
Wait, he's got Marie.
Hold on.
Oh, no, it was a machine.
Okay. All right.
It was one of those tricky machines.
I hate it when they say hello.
Yeah. Hi, Anne.
Invented by Charlie Broyhill.
Anne.
Yes.
Where are you from?
Baltimore.
Live 105. Your mom's name is?
Carrie.
Just like Robbie's wife.
Oh, Rob name.
And
amazing.
Spelled the same way, Rob.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that could be the way Joe spelled it.
Spooky. Does Carrie have nice bosoms?
Sure.
Rob's wife, Rob's wife does, and I can say that now because Rob's father-in-law, Carrie's father, said that to me.
Yes.
He's Ed, the godparent of Rob's son.
Right.
Proud to be the godparent, free night godparents of Trip. And when I met Carrie, Rob's wife's dad, he said to me, "I'm so proud of her. Look at her. She's beautiful. Big bosomed.
Amazing."
And, you know, what do you say to that?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, I've seen her in a bathing suit, and they're striking.
Anne, are you married?
Yes, I am.
All right.
Robbie, you got her on the line? All right, let's play the game here.
Oh, my God.
And it's your mom that we're calling now. Let me see. Anne, how long have you been married?
2.5 years.
2.5 years. Before you got married, how many guys did you bang? I'm only asking to get a point of reference for my question.
Oh, okay. Two.
Two before you got married?
Four. Yeah.
Two.
Rob, stop it.
Then what I'm going to do is give your mom a multiple choice.
Okay.
That you either had sex with 2, 20, or... Did I go 200?
Oh. No.
She would never believe
not
that.
Not believable. 25. No, 2, 20, or... Or 50.
50, yeah.
Or, no.
There you go.
Hold on. 2, 12, or 20 guys.
There you go.
That's there you go.
That's the first question. Yeah. Okay, Mike.
All right, Ann, I'm going to ask you this.
Uh-huh.
Who will Carrie say was the worst, stupidest, nastiest boyfriend you ever had?
Steve.
No hesitation there. Wow.
And finally, I realize that it's incestuous and it's against the law. But if you had to make love with a member of your family, a blood relative, a male, who would it be?
Oh, I only have one.
No cousins? Cousins are included.
Uncles?
No, I don't know any of my cousins.
So who would it be then?
I guess it would have to be my brother.
And what's your brother's name?
Chris.
And what about your dad?
My brother's younger.
Yeah. Right. Your brother's younger, though.
Yeah.
So his name is?
Chris.
Chris. So technically there was more than one choice, though.
There was more than one choice.
Okay. Very good.
And there's grandfather.
There's also a half-brother, too, but I really don't count him as a family.
All right, Robbie.
Just him right there. Well, you know, sounds to me the potential for victory exists because we've got some easy questions here.
Here we go, and let's say hello to Carrie. Hi, Carrie.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the radio, and we have your daughter, Anne, with us.
Hi, Mom. What have you got me into?
All right, we're playing a radio game called It's All Relative, and your daughter has the chance to win tickets to see Aerosmith and Kiss and Kiss, ZZ Top, and a chance for you to win a Vermont teddy bear for Mother's Day.
Sound like fun, doesn't it, Carrie?
Oh, terrific.
All you got to do is answer three questions about your daughter.
Okay.
Here's the first question. Before your daughter got married, this is a multiple choice. Number of guys she had sex with. Before she was married, did she have sex with 2 guys, 12 guys, or 20 guys?
I'm going to go with the 2.
2. Way to go, Carrie. You got the first one right.
Winner. So that means you won the tickets Aerosmith and Kiss. Win them before you can buy them.
Awesome.
Saturday, August 9th, Nissan Pavilion. Tickets go on sale Saturday noon. Ticketmaster, NissanPavilion.com. Cool. Mike.
Carrie, I need you to tell me the worst, dumbest, nastiest guy that Anne ever dated.
Probably Steve.
Steve! Winner!
That's a pair of tickets for ZZ Top, Tuesday, May 13th, Nissan Pavilion. Get him at Ticketmaster, NissanPavilion.com. Now, you're playing for the prize for your mom. Carrie, keeping in mind that incest is illegal. If it wasn't illegal, who would your daughter like to make love with? What male member of your family, including all male members of your family, would your daughter like to have sex with?
We don't have too many male members.
Well, so to speak.
Well, now keep in mind, there's obviously got to be a grandpa, a dad, a brothers, half-brothers, cousins, uncles.
Think of all of them. And who would Anne choose if she had to?
To have sex with. And I'll also tell you, it didn't take her a long time to come up with an answer. I don't want to say she's thought about it, but she had the answer right away.
She did, huh?
Yeah.
There's not many. Huh?
No, now quiet down, Anne.
I'm going to say the word.
Okay, can we have your answer, Carrie?
Well, I'm going to just say her dad.
Sorry.
I don't know.
She said it's Chris.
That worked out well.
Younger, at least.
Chris is who she would have sex with.
Dad has more hair than my brother, so maybe, yeah.
There you go.
Wow. Well, she liked her dad, buzzed in her
brother. Wow, okay. Wow. Happy Thanksgiving.
once again, what the hell? You get the prize anyway. The Mother's Day Vermont Teddy Bear. VermontTeddyBear.com. Anne, Carrie, thank you, Bubble. Hold on, please.
Thank you.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Well, see, that's a much better way of doing it.
I like that.
Yeah. There you go. She would have sex with her dad.
That's great.
Have sex with her dad.
Well, that's why I thought. I said, we've saved time and we've passed the savings along.
Now let's go to Buzz now. I tell you, sweeping the nation right here. Your new theme, Buzz.
Everybody's singing.
Buzz, 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 a little do re mi. People have already forgotten about that old thing. What's your buzz?
That's fine.
Oh ho. Uh-huh. Time for news. An early segment.
Oh, ho.
How about that?
Uh-huh.
Dickheads. And, of course, by dickheads, I mean Infinity Broadcasting Management.
Sure.
Dickheads. Oh!
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
There he is.
He made it up.
Novice, little Buzz. What was your lead today, Buzz?
Today, a former TV star sues a Vegas casino for breaking his arm.
I know the Star. And I know that it's where Rob and I stayed. We were out in Vegas.
Was it Big Daddy?
Is it the guy at Mandalay Bay?
That's the one.
Yeah, no, it wasn't Big Daddy.
Well, something about breaking an arm.
And I think the word Star is a bit overused.
It's a former.
In this context. Yeah. Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned. For news and comments
coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. Those very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know, it's tough.
It's just tough.
Getting used to daylight penis time. Now, daylight savings time.
It sure is.
If it's really savings, it should feel good.
Hey, Don?
Right? Yeah, Mike?
You know Singular Wireless? You know those people we talk about?
I love them.
They've got a deal right now that will have you feeling so good, you'll think Christmas came early.
Right now, you can choose from 50% more airtime minutes, or 5,000 night and weekend minutes, or 5,000 mobile-to-mobile minutes for plans that start at $29.99 a month, nationwide, long distance included.
Start feeling good about your wireless phone. Switch to Singular Wireless. It's easy.
So call Singular Wireless at 1-866-SINGULAR, or go to their website, singular.com. Or go to any Singular Wireless retailer in our area. Remember, that's 1-866-SINGULAR. And they like Mike. Well, never mind.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot? The Don and Mike Show.
I know this isn't going to make sense, but you want to just read the tag?
Certain restrictions apply. See any Singular store for details.
Just a couple of hard-working white guys. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
We had a lot of commercial there. We didn't time it out right. Time for Buzz in the News. Buzz News Show brought to you by Veramax Sexual Pleasure Performance Enhancer. You know, the...
Someone called for a doctor?
Doctor developed, clinically tested stuff. Clinically detested.
No, not true.
Don and Mike, the client's friend.
There you go.
Veramax works. Get it at Rite Aid, GNC, and other select retailers. Try it today. Veramax, 1-888-TRY-VMAX. And now here's Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Former Taxi star Jeff Conaway, he played the aspiring actor, is suing the Mandalay Bay Casino in Las Vegas. He says that after drinking and playing blackjack on June 3rd of last year, he was manhandled by security. He says they broke his arm. Conaway, now a 52-year-old recovering alcoholic, said the casino gave him free drinks, and then, after several hours, told him to stop gambling. He says he went back to his room and then returned to the floor for another round of blackjack. The next morning, he went to check out and cash out, and that's when he says security slammed him to the floor and broke his arm. Without provocation, he says.
Yeah.
Conaway says he was then cuffed and confined to a room. The guards laughing at him while he was in pain
from his
broken arm.
There are more holes in that story than in my underpants.
Yeah, I'd like to know the real details.
And
here's the deal with them casinos. They've got cameras.
Right. They do. Right. They have the tapes.
Even if the guy has a drinking problem and a gambling problem, they don't care. I mean, they take your money.
Sure. He's got to do something goofy to get them to tackle him.
Yeah, my guess is that's the first time he's been on camera in some time.
Yeah. He was really, of all the taxi guys, the guy that really didn't have a career. I saw him on an infomercial years ago.
The guy that was married, I think he was only on for one or two seasons of Taxi. The skinny guy that was married to the girl was the guy who really fell off the face of the earth.
Goofy looking guy?
The goofy looking guy.
Don't even remember
him. Yeah. And about casinos.
Right.
Do you remember when we were in New Orleans? Now, and Rob and I had recently spent, as you know, a very gay weekend together in Las Vegas. And all the casinos in Las Vegas, it's like, that's why I don't buy this guy's story. I have a drinking problem and a gambling problem, because they welcome you.
Yeah, they want you to have a good time and party, and you know, but you better be careful with what your behavior.
The whole thing in Vegas is, come on in, you know what you're getting. Well, gambling, legalized Las Vegas style gambling, is new in New Orleans.
Yes, it is.
Which is why we were surprised as we would walk into the what was that casino? Harrah's?
Yeah, Harrah's, the Money Pit.
I mean, giant signs as you walk in saying, gambling is addictive. Do you need gambling help? Wow. Call 1-888. And Robbie and I saw bus boards.
Yeah.
Big bus boards. And finally we...
With Mike's picture on them.
Finally we figured out it must be the way that they started to cut the deal with the city to get legalized
gambling. City fathers, you know, to get it in there, they had to put those signs up.
So listen, the first thing people see when they come through the door are going to be a giant sign. And also by the ATM.
Yep.
Right.
There was a big-ass sign saying, you know, if you're coming here for money, maybe you shouldn't be getting the money out of the credit card. Meanwhile, in Las Vegas, I guess they got those signs, but the print is so tiny, and like you got
to
look.
You're about to throw your money away. That makes you smart. That's what it says on their signs.
Here's a guy from Las Vegas, Phil.
Good.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
We're doing great.
Hey, if they observe that you're drunk, the dealers are obligated to ask you to leave, or they, you know, get someone to help you, you know, leave the table.
Now, I've heard that. If you are absolutely bombed, they won't let you play.
Exactly.
But you have to be so drunk.
You have to be really drunk, though.
Yeah, I mean, you have to be slurring your words, not being able to keep up with the game if you're affecting the game. But, I mean, at 2 o'clock in the morning in a casino,
everybody's drunk.
I mean, everybody's had a few cocktails.
Gotta be
obnoxious.
So you've got to be really, like, over-the-top drunk.
Right.
Exactly, yeah. Also, with the tapes, depending on what they are, they only keep the tapes for a certain period of time. Mm.
But I would say if the incident occurred the next day, that, you know, he had to do something.
I think something provoked
it. Happened in the lobby while he was checking out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, they got the tapes, though.
Yeah.
I mean, remember Ocean's 11?
Right.
In my casino, someone's always watching.
That's right. That's why he can't kiss Tess.
Yeah. What an ass he is.
Mm-hmm.
Andy Garcia.
Yeah, with his little book of the results of the day and his dinner at the same time every night.
The changing of the codes.
Yeah.
Well, Clooney got him.
Yeah.
Hey, Clooney, I'm gay for you. How come you haven't called this show yet? I'm all the time screaming about how I love your movies. And I get ridiculed because I'm gay for you.
We do this. Run and hide. Run and hide, a-hole.
Actress Cameron Manheim, who's 75 pounds lighter than you may remember her, is...
She had a bowel movement?
Maybe that was it. She's now dating a member of another acting family, the Cusacks. But she isn't dating John or Joan. She's dating their attractive blonde sister.
Can you imagine what a mess? Remember earlier we were talking about eating A?
Rosie, yeah.
Can you imagine eating that A?
Cameron Manheim.
Now, if there's ever an argument against either anal or eating A...
She's lost 75 pounds, though.
I don't care. I offer that up.
Right.
Think of that.
Well, think of that in the days of, what was the show she was on?
The Practice.
The Practice.
Still is, just barely.
She's got bad skin, too, doesn't she?
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Kind of a force.
God wasn't kind.
Well, Cameron doesn't mind you knowing about her girlfriend. In fact, at a recent charity event, the Star tabloid says she held up Anne's hand for photographers, saying, "This is my girlfriend, Annie. I want her in the picture, too." And prior to this, Manheim had made no secret of the fact she's attracted to both men and women.
Annie's handy is in my fanny.
Cameron's never been married, but has a baby boy named Milo.
Oh, well, that's wonderful.
Milo.
That child won't have too many psychological problems.
No, you'll be fine, Don.
Get him a seat right next to Cody Gifford.
Well, both men and women have come to rely on PMS as an explanation for some female behavior.
Really?
But a psychology professor in Ohio says there's no such thing as PMS. Sure.
Right.
You stand alone there, I think, Mike. He admits that women can get cramps and retain water, but he says the crying and the anger cannot be blamed on the menstrual cycle. He says women only behave differently once a month because society has trained them to.
You can blame it on one thing.
What?
They're the enemy. That's what you can blame it on.
One study found that women who become aggressive during their periods are just as aggressive the rest of the month. The already controversial study comes out of Ohio's Youngstown State University.
That whole thesis was written by a man who's extremely pussy-whipped.
Must be.
By a wife who
wants that. Wait a minute. I'm interpreting it a different way.
How are you interpreting
it? I am interpreting it as the whole PMS defense is BS.
That's what he's saying, yes.
So, I mean, in a way, he's just saying it's just bad behavior. Other... Right, yeah, but I think more people believe that it's a hormonal thing that causes that behavior.
I think it is more. Well, listen, I've been living with it for 22 years.
I don't think he's pussy-whipped, you see. I don't think he's justifying. He's just saying, you know, this is bad behavior. See, because PMS, I think, has been...
Maybe it was how Buzz presented the story. I understand.
Yeah, that could be it.
Buzz is pussy.
Well, what is your interpretation
of the story?
My interpretation is that he says the PMS excuse is BS.
Right.
Yeah. So, in other words, what he's saying is... Because PMS has always been a double-edged sword, right, in a way. Mm-hmm. You know, because you can use, you know...
It's a bloody sword.
Women get mad if you say, hey, is it that time?
Right.
But yet... Women will use that as an excuse, saying, I'm sorry, it's
right.
Just I was... So that's now we can throw the whole thing out the window.
Well, it's a little, if you believe this guy.
It's a little late.
For you.
It's never too late to know these things. Know the enemy.
Well, know this. Even if your wife has had early menopause,
uh-huh,
as mine has,
yes,
you know, years ago, decade ago.
God.
She did. I'm not.
Yes,
I'm,
that's true.
We talked about it on the air.
Right. Sure. I know.
She can still... She, even though it's like... It's like a car that's the engine that you've not given the engine oil and the engine locks up on you.
Uh-huh.
But still, every once in a while, if you got in the car just for snacks and you turn the key, thing would just start shaking and acting all crazy like that Stephen King movie, Christine, with the car that was nuts.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what my wife is like. That's why I love her so.
I'd be curious to how many men in the audience with fiancés, girlfriends, wives...
Yeah.
Have ever had a statement thrown at them like this? Well, when do you start your period? That's I think
all
of
us.
I think that at one point in time, women.
Did you ever hear that?
No,
no, not you.
No,
you're the exception to the rule.
I am always the exception to every rule ever made.
Busty environmentalist Aaron Brockovich is now going after Beverly Hills High School. She and lawyer Ed Masry have filed claims against the city and the school on behalf of 25 former students who believe they got cancer from gases lurking beneath the campus.
Has she done enough?
She feels she hasn't, Don.
I mean, I'm not saying that she's not doing good work, but really, hasn't she just done enough?
She wants to do more. She wants to give.
She was good at the beginning.
She built good roads.
Brockovich and her lawyer friend also plan to sue a handful of oil companies over this for their 50 years of drilling in the area. That usually releases chemicals like benzene. Brockovich says the cancer rate among the alumni of Beverly Hills High is 20 times the national average.
But the zip code's 90210, so it all averages out.
Yeah, they got great skin.
Local officials say they've tested the school grounds and found no evidence of toxic gases, but the kids look great.
Erin Brockovich is one of those broads. Obviously, she did good work.
Mm-hmm.
They made the movie about her. They made her famous. She had a TV talk show, or she had one that was in development. I don't know if it ever got on the air.
I don't think so.
She's been on Oprah constantly, and she's got the Oprah syndrome. Last night, and I'll take credit for this, or blame for this. My wife is not in the room. There was absolutely nothing on last night after 24.
Mm-hmm.
We watched American Idol. First, I can't believe American Idol. The last guy, the guy with the white guy with the
Clay?
Yeah.
I love Clay.
God, I hate Clay.
Clay's going to win.
No, he's not. Ruben's going to win.
Yeah, Ruben. Mm-hmm. It's between Ruben and Clay.
Even Simon couldn't be mean to this.
I think though it's going to be Ruben because Ruben's going to
dork.
Ruben's going to eat Clay.
But last night the winner was the viewer because we got to spend time with Neil Sedaka.
Neil Sedaka. Yeah, breaking up a part to do.
That'll always be your song, Clay.
So, yeah, even Simon can get mad at this guy. He said, you know, you've done today. You stopped making the goofy faces and, you know, the song you love, blah, blah, blah. So I watched American Idol with that, with my wife. We watched 24. And then 10 o'clock, it's like, I don't know what to watch. There's nothing on. So I'm flipping around, and I ended up on the Oxygen Channel.
Oh, my God.
Jesus. How desperate I am, right?
Wow.
And
what the hell are you thinking?
Well, I'm starved for anything to watch. And I've seen the Andy of Mayberry a million times on TV Land.
It's hard for you to get starved for something to watch. I mean, you, the way you flip.
I'm all over the place. And now that there's no war,
right?
Fox News and CNN have gone back to being not not even on my to-go list. Mm-hmm. The basketball game that was on, I think San Antonio was winning by 15 points.
Right.
I mean, I'm starved. I'm on oxygen, and it's, I mean, literally I'm on oxygen, but I'm on the channel, and it's after the show with Oprah. And I'm so glad I saw it, because here's what it is. It's a special. After the show is done one day, big-boned, big-bosomed, beloved Oprah sits on her throne on the couch and takes questions from the audience.
Speaking of Oprah, did you get a chance to see Mad TV?
Oh, yeah, and that bit is killer. First that broad does, the best Oprah.
Fantastic. Deborah Wilson, I think, is her name.
She's good, though.
Mike had been told me about it since Monday, and I TiVo'd it and finally got to see it.
With the hand.
That's great. Mad TV is so much better than Saturday Night Live.
Absolutely.
But this Oprah thing was so self-serving. It's first off, they presented it like this. Hidden camera. What's not a hidden camera? Mm-hmm. Because she's still on the set of her TV show. Mm-hmm. You still see the guys working the cameras.
Right.
And what it is one at a time, people in the audience stand up and they start talking about how much they love Oprah.
Oh.
And they have questions. And like, there's a woman who has a sweatshirt that she had made 15 years ago, and Oprah actually signed it, and she's never worn it. And she loves Oprah, and she's a volunteer. And couldn't you do a show about volunteers? Anyway, the bottom line point of this, if you ever get a chance to watch this, you should watch it only for this reason. Because you're seeing what disdain Oprah Winfrey truly has for the people who watch her show.
Ooh.
You see, I'll say this, you do see the real Oprah.
Mm.
That, you know, on the show, how she's that nice. Oh, girlfriend, you and I got to get together.
Right, right. What is this show?
The show was Oprah After the Show.
Right.
And it's 30 minutes of her sitting on the couch answering questions from people in the audience.
Wow.
But they've made no effort to edit or hide the fact that Oprah was disinterested. Found the people in the audience, the questions generally to be of a stupid nature.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved it when she would get tired of talking to someone and would just dismiss them. She would say, and your name again was? My name is Carol Ann Miller. Well, Carol Ann, I want to thank you for coming down and joining us for the taping today. And the woman wouldn't sit down.
Mm-hmm.
She had more than she wanted to ask Oprah and talk about. And Oprah finally said, I think we've all heard just about enough from Carol Ann.
Wow.
And then there's that nervous laugh
giggle, right?
From the audience where they're like, they don't know if Oprah's being mean or Oprah's being funny.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, if you get a chance, it's interesting.
Yeah, the real Oprah.
It's like Oprah sitting on a perch up there, and really she's lounging on the couch. She's got like one hand behind her head.
Right.
And it's like, ask me some questions. I am your queen. Perhaps I will bestow an answer on you.
Good game.
I am the great all-knowing Oprah.
How do you think she feels when she sees that Deborah Wilson impression of her?
She's got to hate it.
And I hope I'm getting the name right. I think
you are. Yeah. That's the girl
that does it.
Deborah
Wilson. You know, there's so many cast members. I want to make sure I get the names right.
We've got a Stedman guy, too, I like.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Anyway, watch you get a chance. Buzz, I'm sorry. I went on there. But that was the point. It was a chance to see
Oprah.
The real Oprah.
Ah, very good.
We have to break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
Hang on. Just a reminder that Friday will be in Philly. We get that meeting with Tim. Mike and I are going to be dressed in clown makeup.
Very excited about this.
I swear to God we're doing that.
That's cool.
Come on down to WYSP. We're going to be playing, Match Game 2003.
Excellent.
And giving away a grand prize of $500 in cash, courtesy of Cinemax. And from WYSP, Lollapalooza ticket. So be one of the first... How many we need, Rob, to play that game? Four people. Yeah, four people.
Cool.
And also the doors at YSP open on Friday from 3 to 7. for anyone wearing clown makeup.
And I've changed. I've had a change of heart. The dress issue. I think I'm going to wear a simple golf shirt with my clown head.
That's fine.
And it's Lisa's shown me what the makeup is. Mine's going to be slightly scary.
And I'll be wearing a tuxedo with the clown face and the clown hair.
And you must smoke.
Yeah, cigarettes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. No cigars, much as I'd like to. Right.
Cigarettes.
Funnier with a clown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hanging out of the side of your mouth.
Very good.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, Fox apparently went to the well one too many times for Michael Jackson ratings. The documentary Fox ran in February delivered such a large audience that other networks followed suit, and Fox started planning another special for the May sweeps.
Lick it.
That made a special, Jacko's Home Movies, kicked off the May sweeps last Thursday, but with very disappointing results.
You know, everybody was over at my house last Thursday night playing cards, and it didn't take a lot of our attention away from the game of poker.
Put your whole hand inside of it.
Only 7.8 million people tuned in this time compared to the over 27 million who watched in February.
Can you taste it?
Friends won the time period last week, easily beating Michael. CSI was the highest rated program of the night.
No friends of mine.
It's not often a big late night comedian apologizes for a joke. But Jay Leno is apologizing to a doctor in Kentucky who was featured in one of Jay's segments about wacky newspaper ads.
This is why, you know, night in and night out, mm-hmm. I'll watch Letterman over Leno
right.
anytime. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't even know this story, and yeah. I don't know if the apology...
It was really, really necessary for me to apologize.
I don't know if it was called for.
Right.
All I know is that...
Of course it was. Of course! Of course it was.
I can't imagine that Letterman would ever apologize. What was the joke?
That's because he's rude.
Here it is. The doctor had placed an ad that promoted a familiar face in a new place. And since the doctor had similar features, including a short mustache, Leno's response was, he's no longer Chancellor of Germany. The doc's wife took
I'm laughing. Kev's laughing.
But the doctor's wife took offense. So Leno has apologized and donated $500 to an Appalachian charity.
I am really, really sorry about that.
Very Leno.
That's so pussy.
Hello, this is Jay Leno. You don't look like Hitler. Thank you.
Well, now that the war is virtually over, the ratings have started to fall off the cable news networks. But the latest numbers show CNN and MSNBC losing viewers faster than the Fox News channel. People apparently still like that channel's patriotic spin. But during the height of the war, CNN had the most viewers, with Fox second and MSNBC third. Interestingly, the war brought no increase in audience size for the nightly newscast on ABC, NBC, or CBS. That has restarted the debate about whether those networks even need to have nightly newscasts.
Negative. Put Simpsons on at 6:30.
There you go. Yeah.
On all the channels. Not just on 4, 5, 7, and 9.
All of them. And yes, the war is pretty much over, but MSNBC still hasn't gone back to running Imus in the Morning. Word is, it'll be at least another week before the radio show returns to cable TV.
Stupid idiot. Come on, Bernard.
Stupid idiot.
Where are my sunflower seeds?
Who doesn't want to see a man on life support wearing a cowboy hat with an oxygen tank going into his nose?
I need my cowboy hat, I need my sunflower seeds, and I need my Just for Men. Where's my Just for Men hair coloring?
MSNBC went wall-to-wall with war coverage once the fighting in Iraq began.
I'm the son of Tim Russert.
Hey, I'm man.
Hello, Tim.
And I'm only pausing out because this is like the dead air.
The pace of the show.
I'm helping the bit out by playing the respirator, but right. here's how it goes.
I'm Mr. Morning joining us now from Meet the Press, Tim Russert.
Hey, Iron Man.
Pretty interesting news week, huh?
Sure is, Iron Man.
So, what do you have for us, Tim?
Well, Iron Man, how's that life support going?
Stupid idiot.
How's that tax write-off ranch that you've been fronting for the last 5 years?
I fly there on my private jet. Bernard, is my brother on the phone?
Hey, man, it's me, your brother.
Fred.
Hello, Fred.
This is Fred Imus.
Hard to believe that show's not on TV.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Hard to believe.
Quoting a network spokesman, we're still in a heavy news cycle. There's no timetable for his return. The network's morning ratings tripled when it went from Imus to war coverage.
Stupid idiots.
Stay with this story about Jennifer Lopez because the payoff is worth the wait. She has a new song called I'm Glad, which she wrote for her fiancé Ben Affleck. She's just finished the video for it. It includes a remake of the Jennifer Beals falling water scene from Flashdance.
Hello.
Now, J-Lo's a stickler for accuracy. So in the video, she's actually wearing the same bodysuit that Jennifer Beals wore in Flashdance 20 years ago.
How could she fit into that?
The suit withstood the test of time, but it didn't withstand J-Lo.
That would be like me saying, I want to wear the same costume that Burt Ward wore when he was Robin the Boy Wonder on TV.
Here's the solution. Us Magazine has a source who says two panels of material had to be added to the seat of that red jumpsuit so it would fit J-Lo's bountiful booty. There you go.
Baby got back.
Billy Paul now has enough money to run away with Mrs. Jones. The guy who had one big hit in 1972 with the smooth R&B song Me and Mrs. Jones has
just...
He's just hit it big with a lawsuit. He's won $500 million in federal court in a suit against the Philadelphia Recording Company.
Oh, yeah.
The two guys who own the company actually wrote the song, but they apparently haven't been paying royalties to the guy who sang it well enough to make it a hit. A judge now has ordered them to pay up.
Hold on. Give me a chance here on this one.
Yes. Man, what a great intro.
I love this music.
Got some for me, Robbie?
I think I'll have some reverb for you.
Yeah, it's a sultry night in the city.
That's right. Turn that thing on.
Yeah.
You got it?
Give it a shot.
We're up against the clock here. Please come up.
You're up if you have it. Go ahead.
Hello? Hello? Hey, there you go. Hi, everybody.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Do a talk up on this one.
Yeah. I'd be glad to, Mike.
All right.
I want to see right now. This is Big Rod. And I'm with you on a good-looking Wednesday hump night. I got a tampon right now for the seventh woman to call me up. As you know, lots of ladies are having the periods right now. How about you, Mr. Jones?
Me and Mrs. Jones.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I was.
That was worth it. I didn't know where the hell you were going.
I didn't know where I was going to that.
I love that skill.
I just remembered that Buzz had the story about PMS earlier.
Right.
Oh, that's great.
Anyway.
Oh, man.
Thank you very much.
In sports.
We'd like to congratulate our winner. We in sports. A great fall, Virginia. It's a tie. Terry Spiewak of McLean, Virginia. Marcia Elston from Fairfax, Virginia. Congratulations, you've all won free tampons from K-Pax.
Finally, be good to her, man. She lies for you.
She sure does, Buzz.
A new survey of 1,000 women shows that more than a third of them lie regularly about their guy's sexual performance.
How about you, Mrs. Jones?
Mrs. Jones.
Hold on, where's the...
You turn it off here.
Oh, God.
You got it? I want to tell you something. How you doing, everybody? This is Big Rod with you. She didn't have to... Oh, yeah, we don't have time for this.
Okay.
Sorry, we got to hit spots.
Study says one out of... Hey, cool.
Turn that off.
Study says one out of three women regularly lie about their guy's sexual performance. Quoting a woman involved in the study, we lie to spare others' feelings.
Mm-hmm.
The truth can hurt.
Sure.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No.
The truth is not the only thing that can hurt.
Yeah.
We got to go. Good day to you, sir.
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 Hey, Rusty.
Hey, thanks for the tampon.
Okay.
PM.
Either Tim.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.